two very high-powered offenses. We're going to see a lot of balls in the air. We're going to see a lot of both teams stretching the field throughout the night.
Centralia's first possession, they start out with Durant in the gun to his left. His running back, Jared Holloman. He's got two receivers far side, one near at their own 38-yard line. The handoff is an end around Nick Wheaton as he tries to find the outside on the far side sideline as he crosses the 40 down to the 44-yard line. About a 6-yard gain for the senior, and he's used as a wide receiver, but also they use him on runs as well. He had three rushes last game, 22 carries overall on the 288 yards and three rushing touchdowns. It'll be second and three on the 7-yard gain with the ball just tipped at the 45-yard line of Centralia as the Panthers team goes right to left. Fake the end around to Wheaton, and Durant will take it on the quarterback. Keeper strung out on the far side just across the 45-yard line. Down to the 46. That'll be a gain of about one or two to bring up third down and about two or three. And Durant's not your typical type of running quarterback. He's going to be able to make it. That's another good thing about the Centralia offense. They have so much versatility. They use so many different offensive sets. They like to keep that offense quick and fast-paced. They love that high-tempo type of offense. 11:15 remaining here in the first. Scoreless tie. Third and one Centralia from their own 46. End around Wheaton. This time finds the corner across midfield, gets the first down, and brought down at the Macon's 46-yard line. Nice tackle from behind by Colton Christensen for Macon. So Centralia putting together a pretty good opening drive. They're moving the ball very well, but they're not having to put the ball in the air too much. I think that's one thing that Jim Newstead does lack a lot with his offense is that power with the running attack and then being able to catch the secondary off guard. First and 10 Centralia on the Macon 46 as they go right to left. This time it's another end around. They just hit him and he just finds the corner on the near side, but that Macon defense pounding him and he will be brought down for no gain. Blake Glass, one of the main guys on the tackle. 10:45 remaining here in the first quarter. Scoreless tie, but Centralia on his first drive of the game. Driving and making territory, a late flag as well. And they're going to call a face mask on Macon. So this ball will be moving even deeper into Macon territory. They'll get that first down as well. So a pretty good first drive so far for Centralia and Cam, as you said. They're becoming more of a balanced team. This is a Panthers team that used to just simply run the ball as much as they could. So right now, they average almost 100 yards through the air and 250 yards on the ground. Certainly still more of a run-heavy team. But they're going through the air a little bit more. First and 10 on the Macon 31 now for Centralia. Durant's in the gun. He sends Wheaton in motion. It's another fake end around to Wheaton as Durant takes it up the middle for a couple of yards down to the Macon 28-yard line. We gain a three. That's right up second down. And 7.5 to go in the first. When you talk about throughout the season, they scored so many points, especially in the latter part of the season, the last three games. They scored 40 points or more in all three of those contests. Lost one game against Mexico. That was the first of that three-game set. So, you know, even when they're losing games, they're still really stretching the field and scoring a lot of points. Second and 7 from the Macon 27. Design quarterback keeper for Durant as he gets inside the 25 down to the 23. 4-yard carry for the junior quarterback, and that'll bring up third down and just about 3 for Century. You know, over 10 minutes to go in the first. And we kind of seem them really going to the ground a lot here. As we saw that Mexico game a couple years ago, with only 4 or 5 straight passes. So clearly game plan changing a little bit for this Macon team. Third and 2 for Centralia on the Macon 23. Durant in the gun sends Wheaton in motion to the far side. End around to Wheaton. He has that corner. He turns inside the 20, inside the 15, the 10, 5, middle of the field. Touchdown, Nick Wheaton, the 23-yard run. And Centralia scores first with 9:28 to go in the first quarter.
That's great vision right there from Nick Wheaton. Made two or three different cuts before he made that final cut inside the last defender that was there and took it right into the end zone. Centralia did a great job in that first drive of stretching the field as much as possible. Ran maybe 3 or 4 end routes on that drive, and that's what opened up the team right there for Wheaton.
That will be Wheaton's fourth rushing touchdown of the season as Luke Hunter aimed to kick the extra point. And he gets right pretty upright to make it 7-0 for Centralia. 9:28 to go in the first. Macon getting its first possession, and we come back in 30 seconds. I'm Corey, 9-7.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Field after a 23-yard touchdown run by Nick Wheaton on an end-around to put Centralia up 7-0 on the road against Macon. Ben Wittenstein with you, and Cam Thomas next to me on Glory 97 or online at CentralMoInfo.com. The last game of the regular season here for Missouri High School football. And Centralia strikes first. Macon will get its first possession after this kickoff, and returning it inside the 10 is the freshman Christian Rickenberg. He gets to the 20, 25 on the near side, and finally angles out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. That's where the Macon Tigers will start its first possession of this game, down 7-0 with 9:21 to go in the first quarter.
Well, we've seen the Centralia offense and what they can do and how well they can manage drives early in ball games. It didn't take a lot of time off the clock there, less than 3 minutes, scoring drive, and didn't even throw the football in that one time. But now we're going to see a Macon offense going to do some of the similar things that you've seen Centralia do, and Nash Waller at the helm, arguably the best quarterback on the field tonight.
The senior quarterback over 1,200 yards as the first play from scrimmage from Macon will be Garrett Blaze on the end around, and he gets stopped for no gain. Back down to the 27-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 10 for Macon. Clock continues to tick now at 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Macon down 7-0. And we'll say his name a lot, Cam, in this game. The freshman, Christian Rickenberg, 25 receptions, almost 500 yards, 4 touchdowns. He came in not expecting to play a ton this season, but due to injuries to senior wide receiver Bradley Butner and a couple others, they moved right Rickenberg up, and he's proved to be a pretty effective player. 2nd and 10 on their own 27. Waller, keeper up the middle, and he'll get a couple yards across the 30 down to just about the 31 for a 4-yard gain. That'll bring up 3rd and probably 7 with 8.5 to go here in the first quarter.
We talked about Rickenberg, and it's big enough to step into a role as a freshman and be able to contribute, but to dominate the way that he has at this level is just remarkable. And he's one of the guys that has aided this Macon offense all season long, and wants to do that tonight, especially on senior night, for the guys that have been around this program for a long time.
3rd and 6 on their own 31. Macon moving left to right. Waller to pass. He lost one up the middle of the field for Waddle. Just incomplete at the Centralia 45-yard line to bring up 4th and 6. And Waller had Waddle up the middle of the field, and it was just out of his reach.
And I'm okay with that throw because it's a throw that's continuing to lead your receiver down the field, not too much to where it's out of his reach, but just enough to where you put it in that one spot that your receiver can get it. You saw the safeties try to crash from the outside as well. They had no chance at it. They would have been able to deliver a big blow, but besides that, it's a great ball placement right there. You'll take that and take the 3 and out.
They're making punt from their own 31, angles to the far side off the foot of Nash Waller, and that will be touched and downed at the Centralia 45-yard line. That's where the Panthers will start their 2nd drive of this game. Already up 7-0 with 7:58 to go in the first. The Centralia team coached by second-year head coach Jim Newstead. He's last season was 6-5. He has them at 5-3 this year, 4-2 in the Clarence Cannon Conference. He was their former offensive coordinator, and he actually won state title as their offensive coordinator back in 2003. But now he's had this team as their head coach for the past 2 seasons. And Centralia now up on Macon 7-0, starting at 1st and 10 on their own 45-yard line, moving right to left as Durant in the gun. Wheaton gets the fake end around. Durant keeps it up the middle. He has space into the secondary. He goes across midfield, and he's brought down by a gang of Macon tacklers in the secondary, all the way down to the Macon 44-yard line.
12-yard gain on the play.
That was a 12-yard gain by the junior quarterback on the keeper.
1st and 10, Panthers.
That's what this Panthers team does so well, is trick the defense into trying to figure out who is going to get that handoff. 1st and 10, Centralia on the Macon 43. Durant in the gun, this time fakes another end around to Wheaton. Durant keeps it bouncing to the outside. He tries to cut back inwards and met by some Macon tacklers. Brought down for probably no gain. Lots of running for no gain there to bring up 2nd and 10.
Well, and this was a tactic that Cincinnati used a couple of weeks back against South Shelby. They ran the football so much and just tired out the defense. When they did decide to start stretching the field a little bit and dropping Durant back in the pocket, they had so many openings down the field over the middle of the field, and I think that's really what this offense is looking for, to set up that run for that big passing play. Centralia, second and nine from the Macon 42. Durant, play action, the pass. He throws in the flat to Litchell. Makes a bobble catch at the 40, down to the 30, and brought down from behind inside the 30, the 28-yard line of Macon. 14-yard pass from Durant to Littrell out of the backfield. And Centralia has a fresh set of downs, and once again, deep inside Macon territory with 7 minutes to go. Already up 7-0 here in the first quarter.
Well, that's a phenomenal catch
by Littrell.
A throw that John Durant probably wishes he could have back as far as accuracy and putting it in the right place for his receiver, but that's just a great catch, picking up your teammate on the other end by Littrell.
Littrell coming off a game where he had two carries for 7 yards. Another end-around for Wheaton. Finds the corner. Pass safe on the far side. 10, 5. Touchdown, Mick Wheaton, his second of the night. This time a 28-yard carry for the senior.
And why fix what's not broken in this sense right now for Centralia? They're running the ball well. They're stretching the field well. And they're using a multitude of plays to catch this Macon defense off guard. Why throw the football when you've got so much success with the ground game so far?
That's about as good of a point as you can make with 6:41 to go here in the first. Centralia about to go up 14-0 on the road against Macon. Luke Hunter, the extra point, the righty. Boots it good. We have a 14-0 score. Centralia has two possessions, and they score on both with 6:41 to go in the first. Macon gets the ball back when we come back in 30 seconds on Glory 97 or online at CentralMoInfo.com.
Did you know more people choose State Farm Insurance over any other insurance provider? That's because when you need coverage for life's expected and unexpected events, your State Farm agent is there for you. And Keith Morrissey is your State Farm agent in Macon. From homeowners, renters, auto, property, business, life, and health insurance, Keith can get you covered. Call Keith at 660-385-6461 today. Or stop by his office at 510 North Missouri Street, Suite A in Macon for a quote. And remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Downfield after a 28-yard touchdown run by Centralia's Nick Wheaton to put the Panthers up two scores, 14-0, 6:41 to go in the first. Ben Wittenstein and Cam Thomas next to me on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Macon went 4-and-out in their first possession, and we'll see if they try something different, maybe go through the air a little bit more on the second possession. Rickenberg for Macon makes the catch for the kickoff at the 10. Speedy upfield. He goes down across the 30 and down to the 33-yard line. A pretty good field position for the Macon Tigers as they start their second possession of this game.
Well, here's the thing, Ben. We know that both of these teams are high-powered offense. We talked about it early, but Macon's going to have to answer at some point. And the time is really now. If you let this Centralia team get out to a 3-4 score lead in the first half, it's going to be really tough to go into the locker room. I understand you're at home, but the morale of the team is just not going to be great, and you're going to have to play catch-up. You want to stay with this Centralia team, and that's probably the goal for both teams so far tonight.
Waller, shotgun snap, he hands. This one off Kevin Edwards. Huge hole up the middle, across midfield, down to the Centralia 30. Makes the move to the outside, the 20. 15, escapes the tackle at the 10, and knocks forward inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. And that is how Macon makes a stand on the offensive side of the ball, as they hand it off to their senior running back, Kevin Edwards, down to the 3-yard line.
Well, that's a great run by Edwards right there.
64-yard run by Mr. Edwards, number 33. Ball at the 3-yard line.
Found a hole right up the middle and kept going. That's great person's speed, especially at the second level. And a lot of times, running backs get a little bit confused and they want to make different cuts. He stays the course and stays right up the middle of the field.
Waller, the keeper, up the middle, meets the gang of Centralia tacklers, and they push him back. He got a couple yards right at the goal line, down to the 1 to bring up second and goal from the Centralia 1-yard line for Macon, down 14-0, now under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Kevin Edwards has the big run on one play, and he matches as many yards on the ground as Nick Wheaton. His daddy's already got two touchdowns today, four carries, 64 yards for him. So you can already see that these offenses are nothing to play with here early.
They can certainly score as quickly as possible with Waller in the gun on second and goal. Takes the snap, turns to his left. Edwards with the handoff up the middle, stopped by the Centralia defense at the goal line.
forced backwards for third down and goal. They'll give them the forward progress, so the ball remains at the Centralia 1.
Edwards, ball carrier. No gain on the play.
We'll see if Macon goes up the middle again. They did it twice in a row with a quarterback keeper and then a run.
Good on the tackle.
They do have a pretty deadly passing game, as we said. Waller, over 1,200 yards on the season, passed for 15 touchdowns. He has a 61% completion percentage. And out of the huddle on third and goal at the Centralia 1, an empty backfield. Five receivers set on the near side. Then Waller under center. He fumbles the snap, has to fall on top of it at the 1. Centralia was able to tackle him at the 1 as he fell on top of it. It'll bring a fourth down and goal from the Centralia 1 for Macon.
Well, that's disappointing here for Macon here early. You really want to punch that score in the end zone. I understand it's in the first quarter, but you've got to take the points here.
It'll be fourth and goal from the Centralia 1. Macon going for it with Waller in the gun. Edwards to his left, 2 receivers far side, 1 near. Centralia not showing any blitz. The shotgun snap, Waller. He runs off tackle left, and he sticks to the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah,
he had the option to pitch it to Edwards, but Waller takes it 1 yard for the score. It's now 14-6. Macon now on the board for the first time with 4:21 to go in the first.
That's a gutsy call right there from Macon coaching staff, but it pays off. They put the trust in their team, and that close, you can understand it, but if you don't get that touchdown, you're down 14-0, you give the other team the ball. I get everything that goes into it, but luckily for Macon, they stay in this ball game here early, and they keep pace with Centralia.
Certainly a big touchdown for them, as before the snap on the extra point, there was a whistle.
Penalty.
It will be a legal procedure. It is Bradley Buntner, the injured wide receiver, who is now kicking for Macon. Has not seen any playing time at wide receiver because of an injury that he suffered. Tore labrum. He did it in the preseason, but clearly he seems healthy enough to be able to make these extra point kicks. He's now kicking from his own 15-yard line, so a 25-yard extra point attempt for Macon. Buntner up to the ball, the right-footed boot, right down the middle to make it 14-7 in favor of Centralia. So Macon goes 67 yards for the score.
Our score.
4:21 to go. And we'll be back in 30 seconds with Centralia's possession on Glory 97.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a 4-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Macon High School, as the Tigers go 67 yards for their first score of the game, and they cut the Centralia lead at 14-7. Centralia's lead. Macon kicking off from their own 40-yard line with 4:21 remaining here in the first quarter. Cam Thomas next to me, Ben Wittenstein with you on Glory 97, or on your internet browsers at centralmoinfo.com. Timmy Watts. A line drive, low kick, a ground ball as it's received by Moran, and he loses it. Guy Moran then picks it up. Down across the 35-yard line to the 36.
Number 5, Moran on the return.
That's where Centralia will start its drive, up a touchdown with 4:14 to go in the first.
Well, that could have been trouble right there for Centralia. Guy Moran wasn't there to mop up the mess, but they get pretty good field position and another opportunity for Centralia to come out here and put together another another good drive. They put 2 drives together, you know, early in this first quarter, and they put it in the end zone. So, you know, nothing but good things that you've seen from the Centralia offense. I want to see how Macon responds. They kind of load the box up a little bit more since Centralia has been so run-heavy here early.
7 in the box for Macon as Durant keeps it up the middle, and he'll go across the 40 down to
Durant,
the 42-yard line on the 6-yard carry. Bring up 2nd down and 4 for Centralia, now on their own 42-yard line.
And here's the other thing with Macon's defense right now. That second level, that linebacking core is really biting on every single fake from John Durant. I mean, he's kept the ball 75% of the time with those fake option plays that they're running in the backfield right now. So they've got to stay at home and let their front line do the work.
Durant in the gun. Wheaton comes across. He gets the end-around handoff, cuts it back up the middle, and he won't get too many yards, maybe down to the 43 on that second and four. So that'll bring up third and three for Centralia, now on their own 43-yard line. And as you're mentioning, Cam, they have to hand it off a couple of times to Wheaton to make sure to keep that defense honest. As the entirety of this Centralia team looks towards the sideline, their head coach Jim Newstead for the play call. Clock at 3:15 to go in the first. Centralia up 14-7. It's third and four on their own 43. Durant in the gun. Centralia going right to left. Durant fakes the screen pass, and he runs it up the middle himself across the 45. He'll get the first down, down to the 48-yard line. Five-yard carry for the junior quarterback. Good enough to move the chain. Centralia slowly but surely moving into making territory for the third straight possession. Play. And Durant didn't have the first down there initially. That offensive line got right behind him, gave him an extra surge for two or three yards, pushing past that first down marker. This is great team football right there. 2:55 to go in the first. Centralia up a touchdown, first and 10 on their own 48. Hit him. This time a wide receiver end around to the far side, lowers his shoulder across midfield, and he gets into Macon territory.
Hit him.
Down to the Macon 48-yard line, a gain of four. That'll bring up second and six.
Well, that's what I love about both of these teams is they're two blue-collar, hard-nosed football teams. Neither one of these teams is too pretty to get dirty, too pretty to, you know, take that extra contact for the extra yardage. They're fighting for every single yard. They're fighting on every down, and that's what I love. I love the heart. I love the intensity of both of these teams, which is why it makes such a great rivalry and such a great matchup for them.
Two blue-collar teams playing the ninth straight game to end the season. Second and six from the Macon 48. Durant hands it off to Stidham, and he stopped in the backfield and brought down back inside Centralia territory, down to the Panthers' 45-yard line, a loss of seven, and that'll bring up third down and long. That Macon defense finally able to catch up to these end-arounds that Centralia's been running.
So we figured it probably could be sooner or later. I mean, Centralia has mixed it up very well, but when you run so many end arounds, it only works so many times. You got a corner that's going to stay at home if they don't, you know, run something out to the edges as far as the offense is concerned. So this defense is adjusting slowly but surely.
Third and 13, Durant to pass. Heaves it up the seam for Moran, just over his head at the 20-yard line.
That's a danger for Moran.
It'll fall incomplete to bring up fourth and 13 with a minute 26 remaining in the first. And Centralia up 14-7 will punt back to Macon.
That's a really good play call right there. They allowed Moran to get into space. He split the defenders in. The big thing about that is Durant used his speed. Once he got to about the 35-yard line of Macon, to split through the safety and have that inside hand open. And that's exactly what John Durant was going for. Pass just didn't come out of his hand clean.
Luke Hunter, the kicker. And back to receive, Christian Rickenberg at the 15-yard line. It's a clean snap, a high punt, a spiral angling towards the far side sidelines. It'll land at the 35 and take a Centralia bounce down to about the 31, depending on where this official spots it. He'll spot it at the 33-yard line. So Macon takes over at their own 33, down 14-7 with a minute 18 remaining here in the first quarter. And Cam, a great opportunity for the Tigers here to tie up the game.
Well, Centralia just showed they're human, and Macon can now answer back. And that's what they're going to have to do in this game. When Centralia gives them opportunities to score the football or have an opportunity to put together drives, that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to go pound for pound tonight, and this is an opportunity to start it off and continue doing it early.
First and 10 on their own 33, moving left to right is Macon. Dominic Mitchell, the back, next to Nash Waller in the gun. Rickenberg, the end around, he goes far side, cuts it back up the middle across the 35-yard line down to the 39. Six-yard carry by Rickenberg to bring up second and about four. With 60 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Centralia up 14-7.
And the first quarter has really flown by because both of these teams just keep playing so fast. They get the play call in. Centralia more so than Macon, but they still do a great job of when they get to the line of scrimmage, they get set. They snap the football and get ready to go.
Second and six. Waller shotgun snap. Quick pass far side out of the reach of Justin Hayes at the 45-yard line. Out of bounds. Incompletion makes it third and five from their own 38. Clock stops at 43 seconds remaining in the first. Macon still down a touchdown. Substitutions as Rickenberg and Blake Class come into the game.
Well, one thing we didn't expect in this first quarter was to see both these quarterbacks not be able to connect with the receiver. And the story of this matchup was Waller having 1,200 yards and on the other side, Durant having 700. Just a little off in the air so far for both teams.
Third and five. This time the handoff goes to Dominic Mitchell, chugging forward up the middle of the field, across the 40, down to the 43-yard line.
It
may just be good enough for the first down, depending on where they spot this. They needed five on the third and five. He may have gotten four and a
third
half.
Tackle.
Five, and the officials don't even need a measure. They're going to say first down.
First down.
Set the first down, and they have a fresh set of downs. 26 seconds to go.
Well, it's only their second first down of the game, and you look at it in perspective. The last drive was so quick because they got the big run from Edwards, and then they kind of set up in that goal line stance. Here, it's going to be a little bit more methodical, I would assume, especially at the spot of the field they're on right now at around the 45.
Clock now running after the first down chain set. Inside 10 seconds, the handoff to Mitchell, trying to maneuver up the middle of the field as he went off to the right side. And he's brought down by a tough Centralia defensive line. That will bring up second down and the end of the first quarter for us. So we'll go into the second. Macon will have second down
seven,
and about nine. Centralia 47.
We're
on Glory 97 in Central Mo. Our
score, Panthers 14, Tigers 7.
Your calves have that look. You know, the one that makes your neighbors talk about at the coffee shop? This is Dwayne of Shelton Seed and Centralia. Printer Great Start feeding program helps give your calves the vigor and strength to transition from mom to the bump, making calves have that healthy look. No one weaning program is right for everyone. That's why Printer Great Starts has four unique weaning programs that offer convenience, performance, and help improve the bottom line. Learn how Printer Great Starts leads to more eating and less treating at Shelton Seed, the partners producers trust in Centralia.
Two here from Hugh Dunn Field at Macon High School. 14-7 is Centralia's lead, but Macon has the ball. It's second and nine on their own 44, now going right to left as the junior running back Dominic Mitchell gets the handoff up the gut. Look at a couple yards down to midfield, six-yard carry. That'll bring up third down and three for Macon. Cam Thomas is next to me. Ben Wittenstein with you here. Start quarter number two. Week nine, the final regular season game for both of these teams. Macon is 6-2, Centralia at 5-3. And with a win, Macon would get a share of the Clarence Cannon Conference title.
Ball on the 50-yard line.
And we've seen plenty of running in this game. Two pass-heavy teams really going on the ground to start the first quarter. But now in the second, maybe we'll see some balls through the air. Third and three from midfield. The handoff, Mitchell up the middle again. Struggling for a couple yards. He makes it about three. They needed three. This may be exactly on the first down line and give Macon its second first down of the drive.
Mitchell,
and
the ball,
only
period.
Third of the game.
One thing that I do like from Centralia compared to Macon right now is Macon is running the football almost in their own backfield, and you do every single time.
First down.
Start.
G.
Centralia's doing the same thing, but I think their running backs are going north and south a little bit better than what I'm seeing so far from Centralia. They've broken off a couple of good runs, but it's kind of scattering in the hole and then shooting the gap. You've got to get up the gap a little bit quicker, and I think that's why Centralia hasn't seen the consistency in the running game as much as Centralia has so far.
Macon has those two hard runners in senior Kevin Edwards and junior Dominic Mitchell. And that was indeed a first down. So it'll be first and 10 Macon on the Centralia 47. Waller, shotgun pass, moves over to his right, zips the pass on the far side sideline. That'll fall incomplete, but flag fly intended for Kendrick Waddle is tag end. He was about at the first down marker.
Intended for number one.
Waller. It was almost double coverage, but I think he got bumped in the back just before that ball was thrown, and they're going to be calling pass interference on Centralia, so it looks like at least right now Macon will have another first down.
And I think they're going to put that one on Nick Whedon, who was the one that was on that first contact to the back of the receiver. And, you know, that call can go almost either way. It was kind of boom, boom, ball comes, it comes just a second before it. I think it's a really close play right there. You kind of play that one out. Not a great throw from Waller right there. He's throwing into double coverage to the right side where you know, you've got a guy in the front of the receiver that can kind of jump that route, back the ball down, maybe intercept it. You've got another guy on the backside that can catch it from the back as well.
Been a relatively clean game, only the third penalty tonight. First and 10, Macon on the Centralia 28. This time they hand it off to Mitchell as he tries to go to the outside. Decides to cut it back up the middle inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line for a two-yard carry to bring up second and 8 with 10:40 to go. Centralia up a touchdown. Macon now in the middle of Centralia territory. And they're driving pretty easily right now.
Well, Mitchell's starting to really heat up a little bit in this backfield. The 3 to 4 yard gains that he's starting to accumulate are really adding up, and they always do. What you would like to see is a little bit more consistency from the other back if they're going to run the ball as much as they have so far tonight.
Second and 8, Centralia 26. Waller to pass. It's a screen. Rickenberg. He catches up to 25, trying to make a move, but the Centralia defense right there to stop him. They sniff that one out pretty well. Rickenberg may be getting a yard or two as they spot him inside the 25-yard line to the 24. So it'll be a 2-yard screen pass to bring up third down and about 6 for Macon now at the Centralia 24 with 9:55 in the second quarter.
Well, this is a really important third down right here. Macon's trying to tie this ball game at a reasonable point in this first half, but then they're also at a point where you're probably not going to kick a field goal from the 25-yard line, so it's important for them to gain some yardage right here trying to grab this first down.
The handoff to fake the handoff to Mitchell. The pass up the seam. Kendrick Waddle wide open. The play action got the Centralia defense to bite and left Waddle open for the 24-yard touchdown reception and make it 1 point away from tying it up with 9:32 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, that's Kendrick Waddle's first catch of the day and Waller's second completion, but that's just a great use of the play action. They let Waller allow the receiver go through that progression of that route,
and
got all the way up and through the middle, and I think that was important. He was right over top of the safety, trotted right in the end zone. That's a great pitch and catch.
On for the extra point, Butner. Class the holder, a good hold. The kick is off to the right, no good.
Extra
and that is pretty
no
big,
good.
As Macon still remains now score. Down a point, 14-13, with 9.5 to go here in the second quarter. Macon will kick off to Centralia when we come back in 30 seconds. On Glory 97 or CentralMoInfo.com.
1. I said 1. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Watch the kickoff for the Tigers.
After a 24-yard touchdown pass from Waller to Kendrick Waddle, Centralia now only up 1, 14-13 with 9:32 to go. Macon will kick off as Timmy Watts will kick it from his own 40-yard line. Back to receive Luke Hunter, 5'10", 175-pound sophomore. And it's again a low kick and onside kick, but it's recovered by Centralia. Aiden Bourgeois on the recovery. He'll fall on it at his own 48-yard line. That was an interesting move by Macon, trying the onside down 1. Still plenty of time with 9.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Centralia pretty good field position.
Yeah, I don't think that was a designed onside kick just because of the way that the Macon kicking team was out there and the way it came off the foot of the kicker kind of bounced a little bit.
Well, the 47
it looked like it was
a first
so that they get back deep for some of the dangerous Centralia returners to return the football.
First and 10 for Centralia on their own 48 as Durant, quarterback, keeper Macon there, closing the hole up the middle. Stuffing him as he falls for no gain to bring up second and 10 with 9:20 to go in the second. Centralia up 1, 14-13.
Gain of 1 on the play.
Good field position after we assume with a botched kick.
I really do like what Centralia is doing early with allowing John Durant to have that option to run the football. And I think what it does is it allows him to survey the field a little bit better to see, okay, what is Macon doing here early with their defensive set and where can we expose them down the line?
Snap to Durant. He'll keep this one up the middle, trying to bounce to the outside. But again, the Macon defense
Durant
right there to stop him on the tackle. We'll credit Colton Christensen again. That's his third or fourth tackle of the night. He has 39 tackles on the season.
Phillips.
That'll bring up third down and about six for Centralia now at the Macon 48-yard line.
Third down and six.
A lot of times with young quarterbacks, Ben, especially guys who are in the pocket for a short amount of time, which usually you are at the high school level, your eyes tend to wander down the field a little bit too much. Running the football for Durant allows him to see the second level a little bit better.
Wheaton on the end around comes to near side, but the Macon defense right there to stop him for a loss of probably one. Seth Gray on the tackle. Returning starter on this defensive line able to sniff out that end around to bring up fourth down and six. With 8 minutes to go here in the second, Centralia up 14-13, and they're going to punt the ball away back to Macon. And Macon will have its first opportunity to take the lead in this game.
But one thing you have to think about at this point, if you're Centralia or even Macon, both defenses sniffing out that end around a little too well right now. Is it better to just maybe run the ball up the gutter or maybe go back to some of the play action that worked in the last possession for Macon?
Friedel, the punter, it's a high spiraling punt. Rickenberg lets it fall inside the five into the end zone for a touchback with 7.5 to go, making a great opportunity here down 14-13 to take the lead here in the final regular season game of the season.
And the momentum's a little bit up in the air right now. So if you score back-to-back times at home, you go up by 6 points, go up by a touchdown, it just makes you feel a little bit better going into half as well. And you've got to be able to manage the clock a little bit better if you're making it. I think they're scoring a little too quick. I think you got to run the football just a little bit more. I know that they have been running the football almost exclusively, but they got to find a little bit better of a pace and rhythm. So the play's been a little bit too fast.
First and 10 on their own 20. Quick pass to the flat. Ball's incomplete. And that'll bring up second down and 10 with 7:27 to go. Macon down 1 point. 14-13.
Talking about Macon needs to stay at home. Centralia was running football so well in their first couple of drives, but I think that's what the Centralia defense has done pretty well. And I think the corners are doing a good job of spying as well. You got a couple of receivers on the other end, and Guy Moran, that are corners on that team as well.
Second and 10, the handoff, nowhere to go. For I believe that was Dominic Mitchell. No, Kevin Edwards, nowhere to go for the senior. Stop for no gain at the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up third and 10 with 7:10 remaining here in the second.
Third down and 13.
And the point being with the wide receivers that are playing corner on Centralia's team is that they're doing a good job of spying. So if they see something in the backfield, they're just going to taper off that receiver that they got to try to get in the backfield as quickly as possible.
Third and 13, they're going to say that was a loss for three. Four making on their own 17-yard line going right to left. Waller's in the gun, three receivers near side. He'll get the snap and roll to his left. Looking downfield, he'll throw near side, sidelines. Rickenberg with a catch at the 36-yard line. Good for a first down on the 19-yard reception. Macon moves the chains with 6:42 to go in the second, down one.
And that's a great job right there. Great play call for Macon to get Waller in space. I think that's what he's been lacking so far. All of his passes so far might have been in the pocket. You roll him out a little bit, let him survey the field, get the progression of the receiver route, and make a strong, accurate throw. He needed that confidence to throw right there.
First and 10 on their own 37 for Macon, right to left. Waller in the gun. Snap and a handoff. Edwards, nowhere to go again for the senior up the middle.
Edwards,
he may have gotten 1 yard on that one to bring up second down. They're going to say no gain, so it'll be second and 10 on their own 37 for Macon.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Clock at 6:20 to go here in the second. Centralia up 14-13. Ball placed in the middle of the field out of the huddle. It's Waller in the gun. He's got Edwards to his right. Two receivers on the near side, one on the far. Rickenberg in motion, and he'll get the end round handoff. Breaks the tackle in the backfield, and another Centralia defender on him, and he's brought down all the way back to the 32-yard line. Centralia ready for that end around by the freshman. And that'll bring up third and long with 5:55 to go here in the second.
Five on the play. Third down.
You got to get a little bit more creative with the runs right here. I know that the end around does allow you to stretch the field a little bit, but you've got to be smarter. You set that up so much to where the defenses are stretching now, so it would make sense that the middle of the field should be open.
Third and 15 on their own 32-yard line. Waller the snap. He rolls left side. His eyes downfield. He stops. He fires. A wide open man in Cruz Lewis at the 45, and he drops it. He was about as open as any receiver would want to be. And he had room to run if he made that catch, but it just falls incomplete as it hit him in the chest and then fell. To bring a fourth and 15 for Macon on their own 32.
Well, and that's not great coverage by the Centralia defense either. You had second level, or the third level, and Nick Wheaton and Matt Hunter and a couple other guys in that area. They trailed directly off the receiver. He cut right back inside. He was close to the Tiger towards the left side of the hash, and he was wide open. You've got to catch that football right there if you're the receiver. That's just a good throw by Waller, being able to get outside of the pocket, allow that progression again. It was almost identical to the play that he just completed the pass to Rickenberg on a couple of plays ago. So that's where they've been seeing success as far as in the passing game, and you've just got to help your quarterback out right there and catch that football. So before the punt on 4th and 15, head coach Pete Klass for Macon calls a timeout. His Macon team down 1, 14-13, with 5:25 to go here in the second quarter. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent. Long Branch Trophies and Awards. First State Community Bank, all of Macon. Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine. Kincaid Pharmacy, Fenton Funeral Chapel. Shelton Seed, Boyd Harris with Farmers National Company Real Estate Services, Sidham Electric, and the Stewart House, LLC, all of Centralia. 4th and 15 as Waller to punt from his own 15-yard line. He gets time, and he gets a punt off. It's a high end-over-end punt. He'll fall right at the Centralia 48 and take his Macon bounce down to the Centralia 46-yard line. So that's where the Panthers will start their possession with 5:15 to go here in the second quarter, up 14-13. And, Cam, we saw plenty of end-arounds. We saw plenty of runs from the Centralia team. They're up 1, so certainly not a position for them to get comfortable. Maybe we see them go through the air a little bit more. Well, and I do want to see the changes that you try to make here as the first half winds down. As far as offensive play calling, you know, you want to see some diversity in that play calling for sure, just to catch defense off guard.
The handoff this time will go up the middle. Jared Holloman. He'll get a couple yards before being forced back by that linebacking core of Macon. It'll be second and 8 on a 2-yard carry down to the Centralia 48-yard line. Clock now under 5 minutes to go here in the second.
Give it. 2-yard gain. Second down and 8.
Yeah, you talk about Centralia not throwing the football here early. Durant's only had 2 throws in the pocket so far tonight, so you wonder if they try to go back to some of that play action that was working for them early.
Durant, the keeper again, up the middle after faking the end around, gets to midfield and down to the Macon 49-yard line. It'll be a 3-yard gain to bring up 3rd down and 5 with 4.5 to go in this second quarter. 14-13 is the Centralia lead. Both offenses working plenty of their offense between the 30-yard line. We saw plenty of scoring in the first quarter, but really I think both teams kind of adjusting now on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and it helps your offense for sure when you don't have to go, you know, 80, 90 yards to score a touchdown. When you get great field position, like you said, inside those 30s, it's a little bit easier to manage.
3rd and 5, Durant fakes the handoff from the Macon 49, stretched out on the far side on the run and brought back in the backfield. And he's brought down at the Centralia 49-yard line, a loss of 2 or 3, depending on where they spot this. And that'll bring up 4th down with 3:40 to go in this second quarter. Macon with 2 timeouts remaining, Centralia with all 3. Macon not calling a timeout, going to let that clock wind down as much as they can right now with 3.5 to go.
4th down and 7, Friedel.
Friedel, the punt for Centralia, standing on his own 35. And back to receive is Rickenberg. So the Macon defense forcing 3 and out. Friedel runs to his right. A nice rugby punt. High one as it spirals again inside the 5 and bounces inside the end zone for a touchback. So there's 3:11 to go here in the second quarter. Macon will get the ball on their own 20-yard line. Down 14-13. Big possession for them as well, Cam, because they can hold it if they keep getting first downs as long as they can to try to take the lead before halftime.
Absolutely, and one thing that I don't like about how this second quarter is kind of progressing is that the pace has really changed a lot in the second quarter, and I don't think it really helps either of the offenses because of the way that they both play. They both play that, you know, high-tempo, stretch-the-field type of offense. It doesn't really work to run the ball so methodically every single time in that type of offense.
Waller empty backfield, a screen to the near side for Rickenberg. Nowhere to go for the freshman. as he's brought down at the 21 for a one-yard gain.
It'll
be second and nine on their own 21 for Macon. With 2:55 to go here on the first half. Macon team moving right to left on your radio dial. Next up in the home black uniforms, black pants, orange lettering, orange helmets. They have the pink socks as well for breast cancer awareness. Down a point, trying to go up before halftime as Waller in the gun out of the huddle. Edwards to his left and three receivers out far side, one near. That throw will go to the near side receiver and Cruz Lewis across the 25. That's down to the 27 on the 6-yard pass. That'll bring up third down and three with 2:20 remaining here in the second quarter.
Waller finding a little bit of rhythm on this drive, just being able to throw the football. Nice short completions.
Getting closer
to first down markers. That's what you want. You want third and manageable in a situation like this.
We're at 2 minutes now to go in the second quarter. 14-13, Centralia's lead. Macon's ball as they have it on their own 27. Third and three. Waller, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff. Keeper as he goes and spins off at Beckler in the backfield. Across the 30 to the 33, where Centralia's defense finally catches up. That'll be good enough for the Macon Waller first down. But a nice athletic spin move by the 6'1 senior quarterback to get out of a tackle in the backfield and get his team the first down.
Oh, and don't forget to give him credit for the stiff arm they put on guys to get the first down. That's a great athletic play right there from Waller. We talked about that grit, that determination. He showed it right there.
First and 10 on their own 33. A quick pass batted down at the line of scrimmage. Wesley Reddington got a paw on that one, so it falls incomplete. 1:44 remaining on the clock. And we've seen Cam Macon able to get long yardage plays. We saw them and Kevin Edwards run 64 yards. But right now they're going with the short passes, and I don't know if the time agrees with them. With only 1:44 to go, you still have the ball on your own 33. To see if they break out some of these long passes on second and 10. And out of the huddle, Waddle's in the gun, empty backfield with three receivers far side, one near. Waddle moves over to the far side as Waller gets the shotgun snap. It's a screen to the near side, Blake Glass, and he's tripped up by the shoelaces at the 33-yard line. Reddington again on the tackle. He'll fall forward across the 35 down to the 36.
Reddington on the stop.
3-yard gain to bring up third and seven now for Macon.
Yeah, I think Glass right there would have had a lot of room to run if Reddington didn't trip him up. He was the last line of defense. There was a safety there, but I think the speed would have allowed him to get up that sideline, and who knows where he would have gone.
Third and seven on their own 36. Waller again to pass. Finds Waddle on the near side sidelines at the 41. He'll be knocked out of bounds, but the officials signal for the clock to continue to run as we're now at a minute to go in the second quarter. It'll be fourth down and about two or three.
1 yard line.
These Macon fans wanting the Tigers to go for it with 49 seconds and the clock continuing to tick. It'll be fourth and three from their own 41-yard line. I think Pete Glass is going to call a timeout as he lets the clock run down as much as he can. You know, probably pump this ball after the timeout as well. Play clock at 2 and at 1, and Coach Glass calls a timeout with 30 seconds remaining on the clock. Centralia might most likely get this ball back up 14-13, unless for some reason B Class wants to go for it fourth and three on their own 41-yard line.
Well, you want to make the smart play right here, and that is to punt the football, especially to go in the half with some things to improve on. And one thing is to not get away from what you know and what has helped you all season long. You got a quarterback in your backfield that has thrown for over 1,200 yards this year, continuing to increase on that mark throughout the night. I think that you got to utilize him a little bit more. I think that they've done a good job of trying to get him outside the pocket so he can see the field a little bit more, because his offensive line haven't done that great of a job of giving him time in the pocket tonight. So I think if he can start to get things going a little bit, which he has more in the second quarter than he did in the first, this Macon offense will be in a better position to compete with this Centralia defense that is finding a way, you know, to make stops. And I think it's really been the offense, the defensive line of Centralia that has done a good job of batting balls up front and providing a little bit of pressure on Waller the way he's got to make some quicker decisions in the pocket.
Out of the timeout, it looks like Macon may be going for it as Waller is in the gun. It's fourth and three, and there we go. He backs up as he gets set to punt. He runs to his right, and the right-footed punt is up. It's wobbly, angling towards the far side. Pretty short as well. It just gets over midfield down to the Centralia 48-yard line. It'll be an 11-yard punt with 24 seconds to go. Centralia gets the ball back of 14-13.
Well, Stidham almost got his hand on that Centralia. He was bearing down on Waller, who had that defender coming to him because one of his running backs right there missed a block in the backfield. So you've got to have protection on plays like that because you only turn over the field 11 yards. I mean, that's not great, but, you know, the clock is in Macon's favor. Now, the one thing that ain't Centralia is that they've got John Durant in their backfield as well, and he can stretch the field with a guy like Guy Durant.
First and 10 on their own 48. The handoff goes to Holloman up the gut, and he gets a couple yards, falls forward in Centralia territory, down to the Panthers' 46-yard line. And with the clock running, it's now stopped at 14 seconds. Right, Centralia calls its first time out of the first half. It'll be second down and about four. I want to thank a few more of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan County. Rick Service and Tire of Bevere, Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and in Monroe City. Oliver Funeral Home, LLC, Centralia and Sturgeon. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirkville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Don't forget to stick around for halftime. We'll send you back to the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Moberly Motors, driven by tradition. J.B. Conley will have all the highlights from the games around mid-Missouri, as well as scores. Got some good games going on. Of course, Monroe City and Palmyra. As Austin Ward and Scott Lunty have the call from there. And Mexico Moberly, Jared Dewick and Brad Boyer on the call from Mexico. Out of the Centralia timeout, second and four for the Panthers. 14 seconds to go. They're up 14-13 on Macon. Durant to pass, has a clean pocket. Finally, pressure comes. He escapes it to the far side, throws across the body to the far sideline, just out of reach of his running back, Gus Stidham, at the 30-yard line to fall incomplete with 6 seconds to go. It'll be third down and four.
In that situation right there, you just don't want to make a bad pass. Good job from the quarterback there, just getting outside the pocket and trying to find something, but then Durant just threw that football away, nobody in the area. Good decision there, but, you know, you wanted to try to gain some yardage right there. You want to try to get the first down if you get past the 40, and then you got a little bit of room to work with. You might have a chance for a couple plays and two timeouts.
Third and six, 5.9 seconds to go. Centralia up one. Durant, the shotgun snap. He pitches it right side for Holloman across the 40, inside the 35, and he's brought down at the 35-yard line. That'll do it for half number one. We'll go into the locker rooms. 14-13, Centralia has the lead over Macon here at senior night at Macon High School. We'll send it back to the studio for scores and highlights and be back with statistics as well a little bit later on. And then Cam Thomas will have the call in the second half coming up on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Success means something different to everyone.
It means buying my first home. It means saving for her college.
It means retiring when we're ready.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller with First State Community Bank. We would love to hear what success means to you, so together we can make it happen.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What?
ConAgra Brands, local producer of banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Information Radio Quicks, and we welcome those of you listening to the Halftime Report now on Glory 97 as well. We'll get you to your highlights in just a few moments as we'll start the highlight rundown with the game on Quicks. Brad Boyer, Eric Duick with the call. Moberly at Mexico. It was Moberly striking first.
Opening snap, and it is a keeper by Stone King right up the middle with space, and he is going to go. First play from scrimmage for Moberly. Touchdown, Dominic Stone King. 68-yard run right up the middle untouched on the read option.
Fred Boyer with the call there. Hayden Hopper's extra point was good. 7-0 Moberly after one quarter play. Midway through the second, Moberly would extend the lead.
Stone King will give it off this time to Graves. Breaks through. Breaks a tackle into the secondary at the 25. Trying to run away from White at the 10. Breaks a tackle and into the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans.
A 54-yard run by Landon Graves. Hopper's extra point was good. Made it 14-0 Moberly about midway through the second quarter. Scoring wasn't done there. Mexico would finally get on the board with a minute 26 left in the half.
Here is another pass play. Prince going deep over the middle. It is hauled in near the goal line. And touchdown, Bulldogs. Keon Mahaney.
27-yard pass by Ty Prince to Keon Mahaney. Made it 14-7 in favor of Moberly at that point. Extra point was good. And in the last minute of the first half, Moberly had an answer, a 20-yard pass from Dominic Stone King to Cameron Lowry. The extra point good by Hopper. 21-7 the score at the half. That's the game we have for you on Information Radio Quicks. Those of you listening on Glory 97 tonight, Ben Winstein, Cam Thomas with the call of your game. It is Centralia at Macon. Centralia scoring first.
Durant in the gun. Sends Wheaton in motion to the far side. End around to Wheaton. He has the corner. He turned inside the 20, inside the 15, the 10, 5, middle of the field. Touchdown, McWheaton, a 23-yard run. And Centralia scores first with 9:28 to go in the first quarter.
Luke Hunter's extra point good. 7-0 Centralia. Centralia would stretch the lead midway through the first.
Another end around for Wheaton. Finds the corner. Has space on the far side. 10, 5. Touchdown, Mick Wheaton, his second of the night. This time a 28-yard carry for the senior.
Luke Hunter's extra point good. 14-0 Centralia. Macon would answer before the quarter was out.
Shotgun snap Waller. He runs off tackle left and he sticks to the end zone for a touchdown. He had the option to pitch it to Edwards, but Waller takes it 1 yard for the score. It's now 14-6. And Macon now on the board for the first time with 4:21 to go in the first.
Extra point good by Bradley Butler, 14-7 after one quarter play. Macon would score again early in the second.
Fake the handoff to Mitchell. The pass up the seam. Kendrick Waddle wide open. The play action got the Centralia defense to bite and left Waddle open for the 24-yard touchdown reception. And Macon 1 point away from tying it up with 9:32 to go here in the second quarter.
Extra point, no good, 14-13 in favor of Centralia at the half. And then the game tonight on Superstation Crest, Monroe City at Palomar also playing. Monroe City trying to win at least a share of the Clarence Cannon Conference, and Monroe City got on the board first.
Under center, Hayes with three in the backfield once again. He'll take the snap, and this is going to be a toss for him with a full head of steam, and it's no problem for the Crest All-Star as he strikes for a four-yard touchdown.
Two-point run was no good. 6-0 Monroe City. 3 minutes remaining in the first. Second quarter, 4 minutes left. It was Monroe City again.
And off to Osborne. Osborne with some speed at right side. Osborne with some speed. Goodbye, Zach Osborne. A vintage touchdown for the Crest All-Star. 41 yards. Monroe City takes a 12-0 lead.
Here, Plum's two-point conversion run was good. Made it 14-0 Monroe City. Palmyra would answer before the half was out.
Alexander on the play fake. Now wide open up the middle. Parker LeFou. His first catch of the season is good enough for 6 points and a Palmyra touchdown.
Jeremy Alexander's extra point good. It made it 14-7, and that's the score at the half. The halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Those of you listening on Information Radio Quicks and Glory 97 will be back with a complete look at the area scores coming up in 60 seconds. Those of you on Crest will send it back to your game, Monroe City and Palmyra. We'll get you back out there in just a moment on Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly. And you're also listening to Information Radio Quicks, AM 1230, KWIX Moberly, and AM 1230, KWIX Moberly 92.5, KWIX FM Cairo. And those of you on Glory 97, you're listening to KTCM Madison. Those on Glory 97 and Quicks will be back in 60 seconds. Back to your game on Crest coming up next.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
And welcome back to the Halftime Report on Information Radio Quicks and Glory 97. I'm J.B. Conley. Thank you for joining us. One baseball game tonight, Game 6 of the NLCS. The Dodgers leading the Brewers by a score of 1-0. The Dodgers lead that series 3-2. Former Cardinal David Freese starting the game with a leadoff homer for the Dodgers. It is 1-0 in the bottom half of the first inning right now. Take a look at the rest of the scoreboard in the NCMC. Moberly 21-7 over Mexico. That's the game on Quicks. Kirksville in the second quarter leads Marshall by a score of 14-6. And the Clarence Cannon Conference at the half. Centralia leading Macon 14-13. Monroe City leading Palmyra 14-7. Clark County over Brookfield 20-6. Clark County trying to play their way into what could possibly be a five-way tie in the Clarence Cannon Conference. They've got Centralia doing what they need to do, but Palmyra not holding up their end of the bargain yet. If Monroe City holds on to win and the other scores stay the same, Monroe City would be the Clarence Cannon Conference champions. South Shelby in the first quarter leading Highland 24-0. And the Lewis and Clark Fayette 12-6 over Knox County. Marceline 28-0 over Harrisburg in the second. Westran 35-6 over Paris at the half. In the Emo, Mark Twain 7-0 over Wright City in the second. And South Callaway leads North Callaway 10-6 in the second quarter. In the Tri-County, Southern Boone over Boonville 12-0 in the second. Blair Oaks 27-0 over California in the second quarter. Eldon leads School of the Osage by a score of 7-0. That's also in the second quarter. In the Grand River, it is Gallatin 28-0 over Putnam County in the second quarter, and Trenton leading Maysville 28-14 in the second quarter. Non-conference games in the area, Hannibal in the second quarter leading Battle by a score of 21-14. Scotland County leads Louisiana 24-6. That's in the second quarter. Other area games tonight, ones we're still looking for scores, Salisbury and Schuyler County in the Lewis and Clark. In the Emo, it's Van Park Community versus Bowling Green, Clopton, Ellsbury versus Montgomery County. In the Tri-County, it's Hallsville versus Versailles, Grand River Polo versus Milan, Princeton versus South Harrison. In the Midland Empire, Chillicothe versus St. Joe Benton. In the AAA, Father Tolton is at O'Fallon Christian. Non-conference, Rockbridge at Francis L., MMA at Fulton, DeSmet at Helias, Hickman at Oak Park, Jeff City is at Rockhurst, Slater's at Stratford, 8-man football, Missouri School for the Deaf at Wisconsin School for the Deaf, Southwest Livingston taking on Norburn Hardin Central, and North Shelby is at Orrick tonight. So those are your scores. We've got a busy day of football coming up for you tomorrow as well, as we will have two college football games for you. It'll be Truman versus Southwest Baptist on Superstation Crest. Brad and Hank will have the call coverage starting at 1:10, kickoff at 2. Memphis at Mizzou will be on QuickSAM and FM tomorrow. Pregame at 1, kickoff at 3. We will also have a Class 1 quarterfinal in softball. It is Pilot Grove at Salisbury. That'll be on 99.9. The Captain Ben Stephen will have the call starting at 12:45. Sunday we'll have Chiefs football for you on the Captain. Sunday night football again. They'll host the Cincinnati Bengals. And we will have the pregame at 6, kickoff about 7:20 Sunday night on 99.9. The Captain. That is going to do it for the Halftime Report, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We invite you to tune in after the game to Superstation Crest, where I'll have End Zone for you tonight. We'll get you back to your games coming up in just a few moments. Returning to Glory 97 at the half, Centralia leading Macon 14-13. On Quicks, Moberly leads Mexico 21-7. Back to your games next on Quicks and Glory 97.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon. Online at smhmo.org. It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
In your time of need, your friends at Benton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Benton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at BentonFuneralChapel.com. Benton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Welcome back to Hugh Dunn Field here in Macon, Missouri for a matchup between the Macon Tigers and the Centralia Panthers, a Clarence Cannon Conference matchup between these two rivals. 14-7, Centralia leads Macon right now, about 2 to 3 minutes before we get ready for the second half. A little bit of senior day festivities going on at halftime right now, but 14-13 the score, and both teams got off to really fast starts in the second quarter, starting to slow down and pace a little bit, and interesting to see what both high-powering offenses will come out with in the second half. But first, Ben Winstein has your halftime stats.
Yeah, Cam, taking a look at some of these stats. We'll start with Centralia, and again, these are just unofficial stats, but we're keeping up here in the booth. John Durant, he's 1 for 3, 14 yards through the air. He's also rushed 12 times for 29 yards. Gus Stidham, 2 carries for 4 yards. Jared Holloman has 3 carries for 16 yards. And Nick Wheaton, all these carries have come from end around, 6 carries, 63 yards. And that 114-yard reception from Durant went to Grafton Littrell, and that was his only reception so far in this game. For Macon, Nash Waller, he is 6 for 11 for 58 yards through the air. He's also run it 3 times for 9 yards. Kevin Edwards has 64 yards on 4 carries. Dominic Mitchell, 28 yards on 5 carries. And through the air, wide receiving corps, Christian Rickenberg, 22 yards on 3 catches. Waddle has 26 yards on 2 catches. And Cruz Lewis has a catch for 6 yards. 14-13, and I mean, Cam, you look at the lead by Centralia, it's only one, and that's because Macon missed an extra point on their second touchdown. So this game theoretically could be tied. And it really did look that way through much of the second quarter. It looked like both of these teams, were just about even in the way they played. And they played relatively similar games as well, running the ball mostly. They did some end-arounds. But these are two pass teams that relied on the run for most of that first half.
Well, and Centralia ran the ball a little bit more effectively in the first half as well. Now, their offense is set up a little bit better to run that football a little bit more with the versatility that they have in the backfield. But nonetheless, just by the numbers, Centralia is going to run the ball for a lot more yardage than they do throw the football. But both teams throw over about 125 yards, or throw over 125 yards per game. So, you know, it's pretty interesting to see these pass-heavy offenses in the first half run the football so much. One name that I didn't hear from that Centralia rundown was Guy Moran. You wonder how much Centralia would like to get him involved here in this second half. And for Macon on that offensive end as well, Dominic Mitchell kind of got started a little bit in that second quarter, but besides the big run from Kevin Edwards that set up the first score for Macon, he's been silent for the rest of that first half. So a couple of key players need to get a little bit more involved if both teams want to be able to be as effective as they need to be on offense.
And the interesting thing is, as you said about Guy Moran, he's kind of their big wide receiver. He's 6'4", 165 pounds as a junior. He's had 15 receptions this season, and they really do put him out on the outside when they pass the ball. So it'll be interesting to see how these two teams come out of the locker room, get ready for the second half. Obviously, plenty of adjustments for both of these teams as we see and what we will see in the second half. It was kind of at a standstill at the end of that second quarter, both teams going back and forth, really not able to give a ton of yardage. Most of the play was in between the 30-yard line to the other 30-yard line. So maybe that will expand as we get in towards the second half.
Well, 14-13, Centralia does lead Macon here at Hugh Dunn Field. We're going to step aside for a couple of minutes and be back with the second half of Macon and Centralia here at Hugh Dunn Field in Macon, Missouri.
When the valuation or future direction of a farm, ranch, or business is in question, a professional appraisal can serve as an important reference tool in the decision-making process. Boyd Harris with Farmers National Company Real Estate Services in Centralia can assist you in your need of an appraisal. Give them a call at 573-682-6500. They have a qualified team of four general certified appraisers, and they are the leading provider of agricultural and commercial real estate appraisals. Proudly serving Missouri and Western Illinois.
Did you hear what's new at the Pear Tree?
Settle down there. Everyone knows what's new. They were called AJ's, now they're called the Pear Tree.
No, it's even bigger than that.
Bigger than a name change? Pear Tree, Sub Shop, AJ's, Pear Tree again?
Yes, you can now buy gift cards for the Pear Tree online.
Well, that is kind of a big deal.
Go to thepeartreerestaurant.com and choose your dollar amount, make your payment, and they will be mailed to you.
Well, that's a nice way to shop this season. Click, click, click.
Shop online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here at Hugh Dunn Field and ready for the second half of Macon and Centralia. Centralia leading Macon 14-13 here as we begin the second half. Now remember, folks, if Macon wins, they will have at least a share of that Clarence Cannon Conference title. If Macon loses, if both lose, it could be a potential four-way tie within the conference.
And Cam, sorry to interrupt, but I am getting an update from Austin, who's doing the Palmyra-Monroe City game. He said it's tied 14-14 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. So, again, if Monroe City loses and Macon wins the share, at least another share of the, or they win the Clarence Cannon Conference because they are 5-1, and that would make everyone else have at least two losses.
So, Macon, if they win the football game, they're in good shape to get a share of something. Centralia needs a lot of help to be able to get that done. So here's the kickoff for the first half from Centralia from left to right. And it's taken at the 5-yard line. Skirting to the 15, it's Kevin Edwards. And Kevin Edwards gets past the 35-yard line, bounced outside at the 37 for a 35-yard return on the play. And that will put Macon in good field position to start this second half. They knew they were getting the football back, and it was kind of an interesting managed last couple of minutes of that first half. They had an opportunity to score, then gave the ball back to Centralia with about 30 seconds left. So Macon really needs to take advantage of this first drive.
Yeah, they really do, and I'll be interested to see if they continue to go through the air. We mentioned they run the ball quite often that first half. Maybe they'll think the way to change their offensive fortunes, put it through the air.
So here's the senior quarterback, Nash Waller, in the backfield. Motion left goes the backfield and Kevin Edwards, and he takes the snap, gets about a yard on the play. Edwards inching towards the 40-yard line.
Edwards now 65 yards on 5 carries. He's someone we saw explode back in the first half. We know he can chug out a long run if he has the open space to do it. He just needs his offensive line to block. And for the most part, that Centralia defense hounding that offensive line, knowing Macon is going to run the ball mostly.
Here's a 3 receiver set for Waller. Handoff goes to Edwards, who goes right back up the gut. Gets about 4 on the play before he's pushed back to the 41-yard line. Gus did him on the tackle.
and they're just trying to plow it up the gut, maybe feel out that Centralia defense. Again, both teams obviously coming out of that locker room with adjustments. And I think at this point early on in the third, you're just trying to feel out what type of formation Centralia is throwing at you and what their tendencies tend to be.
When we talked about Macon needing to get Kevin Edwards a little bit more involved, they made it a point to give him the ball the first two carries of this second half. Here's third and six from the Macon 41. Three receivers set. Edwards to the right of Waller. Two receivers set to the far near side of the field. Here's Waller. Fake handoff. Rolling left. Rolling left. Now he's going to tuck it and run himself. Taken down right at the first down marker. Looks like he did get the first down for a six-yard pickup on the play. Stopped at the 49-yard line.
Damn, that was a beautiful block by Kevin Edwards. He had Grafton Littrell plowing down and headed towards Waller. And Edwards put a nice textbook block on Littrell to give Waller the space to maneuver around and get that first down.
So 10:34 left to go in the third quarter. Macon driving, looking to get past their 50-yard line into Panther territory.
And we saw the teams get across midfield pretty easily, but then they struggled to get inside the 35.
Here's a four receiver set for Waller, motioning left is Rickenberg. Here's a fake handoff left. Waller will take it himself, breaks one tackle. Now he's got some room to one, stretch to the left side of the field, wrestled down inside the 40-yard line at the 35 for a big pickup on the play, 15-yard pickup on the play for Waller.
And that's the things Waller can do. Standing at 6'1", 190 pounds, he's a big force on that field. And we saw him break a couple tackles in the first half. He's able to do that there. He spun out of a tackle at about the 40-yard line, able to move a couple yards forward with that space.
So Macon offense now inside of Centralia territory at the 40-yard line, just at 10 minutes to go in this third quarter of action. Two receivers split out to the right of Waller, lone back set. Here's the motion right to Edwards. He'll take the end-around handoff before he's spun down at the 30-yard line for a five-yard pickup on the play. We saw them use that end-around to a pretty good effect in the first quarter. Didn't really work too much in the second. Now they're bringing it back a little bit. You get a nice pickup on the first time you do it in the second half.
Yeah, and they're really trusting Edwards right here, and then he's getting some space. I think he's obviously more effective on the outside to the tackles. He did get that 64-yard run up the middle, but that's kind of a rarity, especially now with the Centralia defense packing that box.
Two receivers set to the left of Waller. Here's a fake handoff. He's passing over the middle, and it's incomplete. Looking for Waddle down the middle of the field, who was wide open. Cut the seam inside in front of the safeties and would have had some room if he would have caught that one. That's been a little bit of an issue for this Macon team. They had a couple of open receivers, Waddle being one. That's the second pass he's dropped tonight.
And it's interesting because he's been open most of the time when they try to give it to him up that seam. And I think you can thank the run offense by Macon to draw the Centralia defense in for most of these play actions.
Here's third and five from the 40-yard line for Macon. Waller motions the receiver left, now hands off up the middle to Edwards, who gets past the 15, out of the 10, skirts to the outside of the field, into the end zone, touchdown, Macon. A 30-yard touchdown run by Kevin Edwards. That's his second big run of the game, his first touchdown of the game, and he puts his ball club up 19-14 here with 9:05 left to go in the third quarter.
And he made a nice juke move at the line of scrimmage to get out of a tackle. And once he did that, he had all space in front of him down until his secondary. He made another nice move, quick feet to get out of the tackle of a safety. And after that, he was just chewing up yards inside the 10.
And Macon's going to go for two here to try to make up for the missed extra point in the first half. Here's a three-receiver set for Waller. Motioning left is Rickenberg. Waller will take the snap himself. Reads the option, takes it up the middle, wrestles down at the goal line, but he's in. Two-point conversion is good for Nash Waller. They make up for the missed extra point in the first half and now lead by seven with 9:05 left to go in the third quarter. 21-14, Macon now leads Centralia. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Here on Glory 97, KTCM and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you have a shortage of grass or hay, it's more important than ever to creep feed your calves. This is Dwayne at Shelton Seed in Centralia. By creep feeding your calves, they'll be bigger and healthier at weaning time. Plus, it takes the pressure off the cow so she'll be in good condition to breed back. Shelton Seed offers you perennial products such as Great Starts, Stocker Grower, Accuration, and Liquid Accuration. Because Prina keeps your cow herd in excellent condition and your calves growing faster and healthier from the start. We also have creep feeders to rent at Shelton Seed, the Partners Producers Trust in Centralia.
And we're back here at Hugh Dunn Field. Macon now leading 21-14 after a 30-yard touchdown run from Kevin Edwards. He's now over 100 yards. Fourth game this season that Kevin Edwards has reached the century mark on the year. So Macon will kick off from right to left. It'll be Timmy Watts kicking for the Tigers. Back deep to return for Centralia is Luke Hunter, and the ball is at the 30-yard line before it's scooped up by Guy Moran. A little bit of a pooch kick, and Macon has done that a lot tonight to try to ensure that the big returners don't have an opportunity to return the ball for Centralia tonight.
Yeah, kicking obviously not the best part of this Macon football team, but they try to do the best with what they have. And for the most part, that was a solid kick, putting Centralia on their own 30. Better than leaving them above like the 40-yard line, down to the 45 or something like that.
So here's John Durant anchoring his offense, a junior quarterback. Here's a snap. Throw to the left side of the field, caught by Nick Wheaton, and he's wrapped up by a host of Tiger tacklers after a 6-yard gain on the play. Nice little screen pass out to the left side to Wheaton.
It's interesting that both of these teams are really going to some screen passes early on. We saw it a lot in the first half. That was the first screen we've seen in the second half, but they have done a pretty good job running the screens, both these teams.
So second and two from the Centralia 36-yard line. Here's a four receiver set for Durant. He takes the snap himself, trying to anchor for the first down, and he gets it. A 3-yard pickup on the play before he's upended by a host of Tiger tacklers.
He fell backwards and certainly hit his head hard on the turf, but he seems to be okay, getting up, shaking it off. It's a nice run by him, and that was a gutsy run, too. He ran right in the middle of the tall trees that is that Macon defensive line, and the linebackers were all over him. He got hit pretty hard. Good for him to get up and stay in this game.
21-14, Macon does lead. Clock winding on down inside of 8 minutes and 10 seconds in this third quarter. Here's a snap to Durant, running left. Now cuts back towards the middle of the field, powering past the 50-yard line all the way to the 53 for a 13-yard gain.
And that'll be a nice little carry, about 16 yards for Durant. He now has 49 yards on the ground for 14 carries. And if Durant's going to keep getting space and the Macon defense is going to continue to give him space to run, I'm Centralia, just continue to call some quarterback runs.
Doubles right for Durant, who's got a running back in the sidecar to his right. Ball at the middle of the field at the 46. Here's Durant running right. Will keep it himself for a 4-yard pickup. Taken down at the 44-yard line of the Tigers of Macon. Clock winding inside of 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go.
And sure, it's slow, but it's steady for Centralia, moving the ball inside Macon territory, keeping Macon on their heels right now.
Well, it seemed like the pace of the game altogether has kind of mimicked what happened in the second quarter, not as fast-paced as it was in the first. Here's a three-receiver set for Durant. Holloman to his left. Here's Durant running left. Flag to the backside of the play before Durant pushes past the 34-yard line, but it looks like this one's coming back, and it will, holding on Centralia.
Head referee today, David Langton, he makes that call in the white hat. And we really have seen a pretty penalty-less game. That was, by my count, the fourth penalty we've seen tonight. It's been a relatively clean game by both of these teams. That was the first time Centralia's had a holding call. I believe that's the first holding call in this game.
Seen a legal formation on one play, a pass interference on Centralia's side as well. But besides that, like you said, Ben, it's been a pretty clean ball game.
Maybe
so
it'd be three penalties only in this game.
And that's what you want to see from a hard-nosed rivalry like this. You don't want penalties to really factor into it. You want the play of both teams to really mimic what the rivalry means and what it stands for. Inside of 7 minutes to go, 2nd and 18 from the 46-yard line. Motioning left is Stidham. Hand off to Holloman, left side, and he's met right at the line of scrimmage by a couple of Macon tacklers. He's taken down at the 45-yard line. Seth Gray in on the tackle.
Monroe City goes up by 6 points with 2 minutes left in the third. Again, keeping our eye out on that game, because if Monroe City wins, they will get a share of the Clarence Cannon Conference title. If they lose, then Macon has an opportunity with a win to get that CCC title.
Timeout called by Centralia. With 6:15 to go in this third quarter. Ball on their own 45-yard line with 3:19 left to go. So we'll step aside here on Glory 97 and KTCM, CentralMoInfo.com, for 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Sharon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
Welcome back to Hugh Dunn Field here in Macon, Missouri. 6:15 left to go in the third quarter. 21-14. Macon has surged out to a 7-point lead over the Centralia Panthers. Centralia with a 3rd and 19 from their own 45-yard line after a holding penalty put them back on their own side of the 50. Here's a 3-receiver set for John Durant. Stidham to his left. Here's a snap. Stepping back to throw. Pass complete to Holloman right at the 46-yard line, but he's met in front of the 50. And there's a flag near side on the play. We'll see what that one is. But only a 2-yard pickup for Holloman on the pitch and catch.
It's interesting. They tried to run the screen, but Macon all over that one.
And it's going to be an eligible man downfield. We'll see if Macon accepts the penalty or if they decline it. They will decline it, take the 3-yard gain that they got and set up a 4th and 15. For Centralia.
That's just a smart move there by Pete Class. Force Macon, or force Centralia to punt, and Macon with the ball up a touchdown. Now they can settle down a little bit. They're not playing from behind anymore. First time they'll have the ball not playing from behind.
And officials having a little bit of issues of where this ball needs to be spotted. Looks like they didn't give Stidham his 3 yards on the reception, and they will move the ball up now to the 48-yard line with 6:06 to go. And now the punting unit comes on for Centralia. Back deep to return for the Macon Tigers.
Right now, for Macon.
Christian Rickenberg. A freshman that is coming handy so far today for the Macon Tigers. Trying to put on a good show for the seniors and get a victory at home on the last home game, last regular season game of the season. Here's the punt from left to right. Very low punt, and Rickenberg fields at the 10. Gets up to about the 20-yard line before he's met by a gang of tacklers. And that's where Macon will set up. This is the farthest field position that they've had so far in this game. Now, the last time that they were over 60 yards out, had a big run from their running back and Kevin Edwards. So you wonder how Macon will manage this drive, having to go 80 yards to get it into the end zone. But if they do go that 80 yards and punch it in, they go up 2 touchdowns on a Centralia team who is seeing the momentum fading away from the away team.
And most likely use most of this 6 minutes left in the third.
Here's Nash Walker with the 3-receiver set, motions and tight end left. Now motions Rickenberg to his left. Hands off to Rickenberg. Rickenberg's got some room. Cuts to the 30 and gets upended at the 30-yard line.
Nice move by Rickenberg. He clearly has a decent amount of speed, maybe one of the fastest guys on this field right now, and that comes with him being a lot younger than most of these guys, being a freshman, but he's also 5'8", 145 pounds. He's short. And he can move. He's got quick feet. He knows how to run. And he's someone they rely on trying to run that ball. So he's pretty good on end arounds if he can get to the outside quickly.
One running back in the sidecar for Waller and Edwards. 3 receivers, 4 receivers set to the left, to the right. Looking right, throwing right, incomplete pass. Just low. Intended target was Justin Hayes on the play, the 6'2", 175-pound senior.
Hayes was trying to run the slant, and he had an open spot. I think the Waller pass was just a little bit short and threw a little bit late. as Hayes was making his cut to the middle of the field, he added his second sooner, he probably would have made a good catch and had room to run.
So second and 10 from the Tiger 31. Here's a screen play out to the right side. Pass is complete to Garrett Blaze, who picks up about a yard on the play before he's tackled on the left side of the field by Nick Wheaton.
Again, more screens that we're seeing here, and I don't know how you want to determine a screen success, but both teams have really struggled to get good yardage from these screens. They've gotten positive yardage in 1 or 2 or 3 yard increments, but they really haven't gotten huge yardage in terms of 10, 20-yard screen passes, so I'm not sure why they continue to go to it. Just continue to go up the middle of the field. They've had success with Waddle.
Two receivers to the short side of the field to the right. Motioning left is Rickenberg. Looking left and throwing left is Waller, but the pass is tipped up. Keaton Craven on the stop there. He got his hand just up just in time before Waller let that pass go, and there's an injured Centralia Panther down on the field.
Friedel, he's trying to limp back to the sidelines, and he's going to get some help from his teammate. Trevor Bodine helping him off the field.
This injury report and timeout is brought to you by Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. We just hope that Friedel gets an opportunity to get back in this game. Important part of this Centralia defense.
And he was able to walk off for the most part. He may have twisted an ankle.
So here's fourth and nine, for Macon. Punt coming from right to left. Guy Moran back deep at the 40, and he will make a fair catch at the 42-yard line. That's where the Centralia Panthers will set up their offense. 4:35 left to go in this third quarter of action, and they are chasing this Macon Tiger team that is up by 7 points. They got that lead on a 30-yard touchdown run by Kevin Edwards back in the third, early points of this third quarter, 9:05. And he's broken off a couple of big runs tonight. That's put him over the century mark and what's really allowed this Macon team to kind of surge past Centralia, who's been off the rhythm the last couple of drives. So here's John Durant back at the helm for this offense. Two receivers set to the left, motioning right, and gets the handoff right. Does Nick Wheaton. He's stopped in the backfield. No gain on the play.
Another end around to Wheaton. Some have been successful, some have not. We've seen Wheaton score twice on end around, but they're making defense ready for that one there, and they're a little bit quicker to the ball now, knowing that he may get a majority of these end around handoffs simply because of how successful he has been back in that first quarter.
Wheaton and Moran flanked out to the left side of the formation for Durant. Motioning right now is Stidham. Fake handoff, and Moran will keep it up the gut. He's met right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
And what happened right there is he carried it up the middle. He was relying on a block from Grafton Littrell, and Littrell just moved past the guy he was supposed to block, trying to move downfield to try to block someone in the secondary. But because he missed that block, it allowed for the tackle.
Third and 11 now from the Centralia Panther 42-yard line. Same set, two receivers flanked out to the left. Stidham motioning left. Here's the snap. Flag on the play. Now Durant rolling left. He'll take it himself. And he's taken down right back at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of a half a yard. Kendrick Waddle on the stop. We'll see what the dirty laundry is on the play. 3:22 left to go as the clock is stopped there.
And it was thrown right when they snapped the ball, so it looks like an illegal shift on the Centralia offense. That'll move them back more. And this is another instance, the second drive in a row, Cam. This Centralia offense has killed themselves with penalties.
And Macon will decline the penalty, but you're right, Ben. It's tough to continue to try to keep the pace of your offense and try to convert third downs when you can't keep the third downs clean. Now, in the first half, that wasn't the story. Looks like it's developing a little bit here in the second. So Luke Hunter on the punt for the Centralia Panthers team. Back deep to return for Macon is Christian Rickenberg. Here's the kick end over end, a high towering kick. Rickenberg was good at the 25. He's got some room down the right side of the sideline. And he skips one tackle and pushes out at the 46-yard line. Actually marked back at the 45, so 25-yard return on the play. And we saw right there We saw the burst of speed from Christian Rickenberg. If he gets into some space, boy, is he trouble.
Yeah, he needs space, but once he gets it, he can move very quickly. He's got very short legs that just pump and pump and pump, and he moves forward as fast as anyone I've seen on this field. Also, Cam, another score update from Palmyra. It's 21-20. Palmyra has the lead with 10:57 to go. That is a big game as well going on, Monroe City at Palmyra. Again, that whoever wins that game, if Monroe City wins, it's going to be dependent on this Macon game as well, who wins the CCC.
Here's a handoff on first and 10 to Dominic Mitchell, who gets 4 yards on the play, inching towards the 50-yard line.
Hit him on the tackle. Gain of 5 on the play. Second down and 5.
It's pretty interesting to see both of these offenses go toe-to-toe as they run similar offenses. We talked about it. Not a lot of baggage in the backfield. You usually see an empty set or maybe one running back flanked out to the right or the left of the quarterback. That gives some space for quarterbacks to maneuver in the pocket, but allows them to have some time in the pocket as well. Here's the snap. Waller drifting back. Pass is complete to the middle of the field. Actually incomplete. Intended target with Garrett Blaze.
Looked like he may have dropped that, and indeed he did. He dropped it and bounced right back up into his chest. I think he tried to play it off like he had caught it because there was a lot of motion around him. Tough to see.
Clock stops at 2:03 on the incompletion. It'll be a 3rd and 5 for Macon right near midfield. They lead 21-14 as third corner continues to wind on down. Full receiver set and a lone backfield for Nash Waller on 3rd and 5. Motioning left is Mitchell, and Waller will take it to the right side of the field. Surges past the 45, gets a little bit more on the extension to the 40. 10-yard gain on the play, 1st and 10 for the Macon Tigers.
Waller is an aggressive runner. He really runs it really aggressively with his head down, his arms pumping, and it does him pretty well because he's able to get into space pretty quickly, and he did it there. He saw the opening, and he took it right away. And that's what has allowed him to be an aggressive runner and to be an effective runner as well. They don't run him a ton, but when he does, he's effective.
One receiver to the short side of the field for Waller, two flanked out to the left. Motioning left now is Blaze. He'll motion to the short side of the field. Here's a handoff to Mitchell, who's tried to skirt it out to the outside. Actually, Waller will keep it himself and take it to the right side. No gain on the play. Gets back to line of scrimmage.
Waller slipped there on the field, too, just around that 40-yard line. I don't really think he had any space to go anyway, but him slipping certainly didn't help his case to try to find an open lane.
Second down and 10.
Christian Rickenberg checking back in. Give the play call to his quarterback and Waller. 109 left to go in the third quarter. And the clock continues to wind down to a minute. 2nd and 10 for Macon from the Centralia Panthers 40. Here's the snap. Waller looking as he's dropping back, looking over the middle, fakes the pass. Now takes off the left side of the field, tucks. See if he can beat the defender on the outside, and he can't. Tackle made at the 39-yard line, and Grafton Littrell on the stop. Loss of 1, maybe 2 on the play. That'll set up a 3rd and long for the Macon offense.
And Cam, while it wasn't an ideal play for Macon, I think that was a very veteran move by Waller. He had plenty of time in the pocket. First of all, that was the first time we've seen him stand in the pocket instead of rolling out. But he could have passed it over the middle. Waller was covered. Smart move by him to hold on to it and keep it. That could have been an interception.
Waddle now flanked out to the left of this formation as he motions right. Now Waddle taking the snap. And throwing left, Timmy Watts on the reception as he gets to the 30-yard line, picking up a first down, and he's pushed down at the 29-yard line by Gus Stidham. So Waller on the throw there, complete to Timmy Watts on the left side of the field.
Yeah, he was really making something out of nothing, and once they place these chains, the clock will start, and we will go into quarter number 4. Macon doing a terrific job right now, Cam, holding on to the ball, using as much clock as they can, and they're in a good position to use even more inside the 30.
And there goes the buzzer for the third quarter. Macon leading Centralia 21-14 as we step aside here for a break before the 4th and final quarter of the regular season here in Macon, Missouri. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on Glory 97, KTCM, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers and Lady Panthers.
Horizon Credit Union is excited to announce the opening of our newest location at 1204 South Baltimore in Kirksville. Horizon Credit Union is a great place to save and borrow money. We serve 9 counties in northern Missouri, including Adair, Sheraton, Knox, Lynn, Macon, Monroe, Randolph, Shelby, and Sullivan counties. For all your financial needs, stop by Horizon Credit Union at our new location at 1204 South Baltimore in Kirksville and go online at yourhcu.com for more information.
Underway here at Hugh Dunn Field between the Macon Tigers and the Centralia Panthers. Macon at their 27-yard line, first and 10. Here's the snap to Waller. Waller looking pressured, and he's sacked at the 36-yard line. It's Trevor Bodine on the stop. 5'11" junior getting in the backfield and picking up a big loss for Macon right now. That'll bring up second and 17, backs them up all the way to the Centralia Panthers 36-yard line.
His head coach, Jim Newstead, called Trevor Bodine a bear. He said he was a bear last season. He's a bear this season. We saw him bear down on Waller right there. He did a tremendous job getting in the backfield.
The Bears are working inside the trees at Hugh Dunn Field tonight. Here's second and 19. Handoff goes right side to Mitchell. And Mitchell powers to about the 30. 6-yard pickup on the play. Not a bad pickup, but when you're second and 19, it only brings up a third and long. Third and long for this Macon team on this drive. But now inside of the 30-yard line of Centralia again after being backed up after the sack.
And again, it is third and long, but it could have been third and longer. I like the run call on that second down and long. You push the ball, try to get as close to that first down marker before you attempt to pass.
Centralia needing a big stop right here. Third and 11, Waller. Takes it to the left side of the field, trying to break a tackle, and he can't. Sticking on to that tackle was Grant Littrell, and he took him down at the 25-yard line.
Tremendous job by Littrell.
Grafton Littrell, excuse me.
Tremendous job by him to get his hands on Waller's feet. He was able to hold on to it and didn't let Waller get anywhere. If he had let Waller go, he had a tremendous amount of space to maneuver. He would have gotten that first down and more.
And Macon is getting gutsy here with 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. They're going to go for it on fourth and 7 from the Centralia Panthers 24. Four receivers set for Waller. Here's the snap. Looking right. Surveying right. Rolling right. Throwing right. Pass is complete at the 12-yard line. It's number 6, Blake Class, on the stop.
And that was a comeback play by Class as well. He was able to get his defender to try to take him to the end zone when he came back, and Waller able to find a pretty impressive route running there by the junior wide receiver.
The clock is now inside of 10 minutes. Macon trying to make this comeback harder and harder for Centralia here in the fourth quarter. 21-14, first and 10 from the 12. Here's a full receiver set for Waller, motioning right, and there's a flag on the play.
It's going to be a false start. Macon's offensive line, I believe that was Seth Bray. He inched forward just barely, and that was a good catch by these officials.
See some coaches on the sideline for Macon saying, hurry it up, let's keep the pace and tempo that we've created.
And here, this could be a blessing in disguise for Macon. They're pushed back outside the 15-yard line. The clock's at 9:15. It continues to tick. You can run the ball a couple times to take a little bit more time off this clock with more space.
Gives you a little bit of room with the first down marker at the 3-yard line. Here's Waller taking the snap, running left, and pushing back to the original line of scrimmage at the 12-yard line for a 5-yard pickup.
And that's one of those plays. You just run the ball. You get a fresh play clock at 25 seconds. Clock's now under 9 minutes to go. you just try to chew as much time as you possibly can here in the final quarter. You're up 21-14 in this game. You really just don't want to make any mistakes with that time management. B-Class doing a great job right now managing that clock. And this is a rivalry series as well, Cam, that Macon has won the last two. Centralia, though, leads in the last nine games 5-3.
There's one receiver offset to the short side of the field for Waller. Here's the snap, motion right, pitch right. It's Mitchell, and Mitchell trying to get past the 10-yard line, and he does to the 8 before he's stopped by Guy Moran on the near side of the field.
Gus Stidham absolutely nailed Nash Waller on that pitch. He got that pitch out at the perfect time because Stidham was right there, pounded Nash Waller to the ground. That was an incredible hit, and it's impressive Waller's able to get up, and there was a good show of sportsmanship. Stidham and Waller shaking hands after that. I think Stidham saying either my bad or glad you're all right, because that was a very hard hit, a legal hit, but a very hard hit.
3-yard pickup brings up 3rd and 6. Motioning right is Mitchell. Here's the snap. Waller taking himself, bouncing to the outside, trying to bounce off another defender, and now the pile is in flux. Both teams trying to push for an extra yard or two. And we'll see where this one gets marked. They're very close to the first down marker.
Yeah, that was at about the 3.
And they may have to bring out the sticks to measure this one. We'll see where the spot is.
That'll be fourth down. It'll be a yard short.
Officials will say it is fourth down, that marker at the 4-yard line. So inside the 5 as we reach inside the 7-minute mark here at Hugh Dunn Field. Fourth and 1 for the Macon Tigers. Looks like the offense is on the field. They're going to go for this one.
This is a big decision by B-Class. I think he's going to want to call a timeout, and he does. He needs to think this over. The clock is 6:52 in this game. You're up a touchdown. It may be worth trying to kick the field goal here. You have Bradley Bunner. He's coming on for extra points. This is essentially an extra point with the distance that it is at. I would probably try to get the points here. You go up 10, you give Centralia a little over 6.5 minutes to come back to try to score 10 points. That is very difficult to wait. Both Centralia has been playing, which is short yardage on the offensive side, but also in general, to come back from 10 points down with under 7 minutes to go, which means Macon would get the ball back theoretically after Centralia would either score a field goal or a touchdown, which gives Macon the opportunity to run the ball down as much as they can, or the clock down, excuse me, as much as they can. Go for the points. Get the field goal here if you can. That would be my suggestion. But we've seen Macon go for it on fourth down and get it, so maybe that's what B-Class is thinking.
The original timeout was called with a little bit of confusion inside the huddle for Macon. Here's a 3-receiver set for Waller. Motioning left is Mitchell to the left side of the formation. Now motioning left is Rickenberg. Here's the snap up the middle. They'll get the first down.
Oh, my goodness.
And Waller will get to the, or excuse me, not Waller, it's Mitchell, will get inside that first down marker.
But not the touchdown.
Not the touchdown, but he gets the first down to the 2-yard line.
Yeah, they needed 3 to get into the end zone, and he got about 2 or 1.
But that blessing in his eye continues to unravel.
It does, this clock.
More time coming off the clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's 1st and goal for the Macon Tigers, and 3 receivers set. One running back in the backfield for Waller, fakes the handoff, takes it up the middle, gets in the end zone, touchdown Macon. A 2-yard run by Nash Waller. And Macon extends their lead to 13 with 6:28 to go here in the fourth quarter, pinning the extra point. They'll lead by 2 scores.
Yeah, just a terrific drive by Macon. They work the clock. They move the ball down into Centralia territory. They continue to do so, and they put it down their throats. That's just a tremendous work by that Macon offense.
Centralia scored the first 2 scores of this ball game, and they have been unanswered, or Macon has scored 4 unanswered touchdowns ever since. Here's the kick, and it is no good. That's the 2nd extra point missed tonight from this Macon offense. That one was actually blocked, but nonetheless, 6:28 to go in this fourth quarter of action, 27-14. The Macon Tigers lead the Centralia Panthers. We'll keep it right here on Glory 97, KTCM and CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Ben Wittenstein here with you throughout the rest of the fourth quarter. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. ConAgra Brands, local producer, Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District. Keep Morrissey, your State Farm agent, Macon Health Care Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent, Keith Martz, Excavating, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, Long Branch Trophies and Awards, First State Community Bank, all of Macon. Set to receive for the Centralia Panthers is Luke Hunter. He's back at the 15-yard line. The kick will come from left to right from Timmy Watts.
I do want to say, Cam, that Palmyra, Monroe City. Monroe City has now taken back the lead, 26-21. Monroe City has the lead with 4:30 to go in that game.
Got some barn burners going on in the CCC. Here is a very, very short kick that gets fielded at the 47-yard line. Number 50, J.D. Bennett, or excuse me, number 60, Zane Stone on the reception there. So he will start this Centralia offense in really good field position at the 47-yard line.
Nice hand by the junior. That was a hard kick right into his chest. He could have let that bounce off his chest and Macon could have recovered, but he held on to it.
And the clock started running before the ball was placed. So they'll have to add some time back on the clock. The clock was at 6:08 before the clock started running before this first and 10 play.
A little home cooking, maybe?
Maybe a little.
Trying to get that clock started too early?
Well, the far side line judge did see it, so they will let the clock operator know to wind it back a little bit. That could be big. That's a couple of plays for Centralia as this game continues to wind on down. You know, you got 14 seconds. They still have all of their timeouts in this half as well. So, or excuse me, two timeouts left to go in this half. So important to keep as much time on the clock if you are Centralia.
They're still trying to get this figured out.
And they will put 6:15 on the clock. So even more time will be added on. But nonetheless, here's the Centralia offense. Three receivers set, one in the backfield for John Durant. Here's the snap, and he rolls out looking left, throwing left, and it's intercepted at the 40, 30. Kevin Edwards taking it to the house. Touchdown Macon. A 53-yard interception, pick six for the touchdown, and Macon has put this ball game virtually out of reach. Up 33-14 on Centralia. What an errant pass from John Durant. He's looking to the near side of the field for Nick Wheaton, and it was jumped.
Yeah, Edwards just got out in front of it. He read it perfectly, and the pass was lofted. It was on the near side. The ball was on that far side hash, so it was a long throw for Durant to make, and because of that, he lofted it a little too much, allowing Edwards to undercut the route, pick it off, easy space for him to go.
Macon will go for two up 33-14. Here's Waller. Fake handoff, play action, rolling right, looking, throwing, caught. Two-point conversion, good.
That was a beautiful throw. That was just a beautiful throw. Waller running to the near side. Blaze was in the end zone, just standing there. He put his hand out, and as the rest of the defense was going to the right side, Waller threw against the grain to the left side, and Blaze just had to move a step to his right to make the catch. That gives him a nice high five from his head coach, Pete Klass, on the sideline.
And that is a full three-touchdown lead, 35-14. Macon now leads Centralia. 6:03 left to go in this fourth quarter of action. We'll keep it right here on Glory 97, KTCM, and CentralMoInfo.com. Centralia now trailing by that three-touchdown score. They'll have a lot of work to do here in 6 minutes, two timeouts left to go. And it's been tough for this Centralia team. 35 unanswered points from this Macon offense. I mean, the home crowd's here at senior night, and they're fighting for a chance at this CCC title or at least a share of it. This second half has been indicative of how hard they've worked all season for it.
Yeah, this is the reason that they're 6-2 on the year. I mean, they have just done a tremendous job late in games shutting out opponents. They beat a tough Palmyra team last week, 12-7. Maybe Brookfield at Brookfield in a game that looked like Brookfield may win it as they went up 14-0 real early on. So you can see this is a team that does a real nice job of coming back in the second half.
Here's Guy Moran on the return for Centralia. He'll push to the 35-yard line before he's taken down
on the return
at the 35-yard line.
Central making the stop on the play.
Dominic Mitchell on the stop. 5:55 left to go in this fourth quarter of action, and Jim Newstead will have to pull all the tricks out of his sleeve for this one.
Yeah, we'll see if maybe he tries to go deep here with Durant. And as the great Jason Witten would say, maybe a rabbit out of his head.
They need three scores, and they need it quick. With two timeouts left to go from their own 35, here's first and 10, and a little movement up front. Looks like it'll be...
That was Christian Barrett Gerhardt.
It will be a false start. So that'll bring Centralia back to their 30, first and 15 now upcoming. And we talked about those two drives in the third quarter where back-to-back times Centralia shot themselves on the foot on third down and got penalties. Could that be the point in this game where things really shifted? Here's John Durant, the shotgun, going deep down the right side of the field, and it's caught. Caught at the 40. It's Gus Stidham on the catch.
That's a rally.
It's a big 17-yard pitch and catch. Puts him on the 35-yard line on the other side.
Stidham was fighting in coverage, and he just went up the perfect timing.
Oh, excuse me, my math's off tonight. That's a 40-yard pitch and catch. Here's John Durant again, rolling left, looking left, throwing left. Guy Moran on the catch at the 27. No, they say it's incomplete. Ball hit the ground before Moran could secure it. Clock stopped at 5:40. Second and 10 upcoming from the Macon 35. And you saw this Centralia offense stretch the field on that last play. You wonder why they haven't been doing that all night.
It's interesting how quickly they can move the ball down the field with that arm by Durant.
It's only his fifth pass attempt on the night. Here's a snap from Durant. Drops back, throwing right, looking for Stidham again, and it's caught. Stidham pushed out at the 8-yard line, or the 4, excuse me. Another big catch by Gus Stidham puts him inside the 5-yard line. 31-yard reception from Stidham.
And this team can go deep. Stidham's quick, and he's going on the far side sidelines, but those are gorgeous passes by Durant. He is dropping those in, those aerial assaults. It has been tremendous to watch him throw the ball.
First and goal from the 4-yard line. Here's Durant running up the middle. He gets past the pylon into the end zone. Touchdown, Centralia. 5:26 to go. They now trail by 15. And it looks like the offense will stay on the field, so go for two. They need as many points as they can possibly get right now, down 15. If you get two two-point conversions, you put it inside of a two-touchdown range. So here's the two-point conversion. Durant taking the snap, now pitching left, and the ball's on the ground. It's on the turf, and
the conversion
will be no good. So 5:26 to go. Centralia cannot convert the extra point or the two-point conversion, and they now trail 35-20.
Monroe City wins their game 26-21. So a Macon win here would get them a share of that Clarence Cannon Conference title. But I do want to say, Cam, with that passing by Durant, just tremendous for the junior to stay in the pocket, heave those passes down the sidelines. Those are very difficult passes to make. They're working with Gus Stidham. He's quick on the outside. You have to imagine maybe they should have gone with that earlier on in this game. But again, also you say that maybe the defense was set up to block those long passes by Macon. Maybe that's why Centralia was running the ball a little bit more. It's really hard to get in the head of a coach when they're making decisions like that. But that was as effective as we saw Centralia move the ball this whole game. And maybe it was just because Macon was playing off-ball defense and just trying to prevent a score by Centralia, and they took advantage, but they really did move that ball effectively.
Well, the hands team is on for Macon. Timmy Watts, Nash Waller, and Kendrick Waddle include the front line of Macon. Here's the kick, and it's fielded by Waddle at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that ball just didn't take that last little big bounce that you wanted to take on the onside kick.
5:23 remaining in this fourth quarter. Macon can cruise to a 15-point victory if they're able to keep the football, run a couple of plays, get a couple of first downs. Centralia only has two timeouts remaining.
And you'd imagine if you're Centralia and Jim Newstead, I mean, one of the strategies is to call it just right away on this drive, or you can try to save it for maybe a last offensive possession.
These are three receivers set for Waller. Kevin Edwards to his right. Motioning left is Hayes. Here's the snap. Handoff goes left side to Edwards, who's got some room. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Now cuts to the left side, spinning off a tackler. Past the first down marker, all the way to the 43-yard line. That's a first down on the play. 10-yard pickup exactly on that run from Edwards.
First down, make it.
Now 114 yards on the ground tonight. Pretty good night by the seniors. 9 carries, averaging over 11 yards a carry.
It's pretty tremendous.
It's a good move by him, and as you mentioned, that's his fourth game that he's had over 110 yards. He's a workhorse, and his Macon team relies on him a lot, and he pulls through.
Clock inside of 5 minutes here at Udun Field. Here's first and 10 from the 43-yard line. Fake handoff. Nash Waller takes it up the middle for a 5-yard gain, past the 40-yard line to the 38.
Number 10, Wheaton on the tackle.
Nick Wheaton on the stop for Centralia.
Five on the play.
The clock continues to wind with the ball staying on the ground. Second and 5 from the 38-yard line of the Panthers, upcoming for Macon. Packed house here at Udun Field, and they've seen an airstrike here at Udun Field as far as this Macon offense is concerned. Here's a two receiver set for Waller, motioning right as the receiver from the left side. Taking it up the middle is Edwards, trying to break a tackler, continues to push past the 30.
33 Edwards.
The 29. That's an 8-yard pickup on the plane. Another first down for this Macon offense.
And he dragged Centralia defensive lineman A.J. Tuggle probably a good 2 or 3 yards with him on his back. Just a tremendous run there. Tuggle, no small guy, 5'11", 175 pounds. He just got dragged.
Kevin Edwards
first and 10,
trying to get to 1,000 yards on the season, not tonight, but as the season progresses throughout the playoffs, getting closer and closer. Keeps adding up these 100-yard gains. Here's Rickenberg motioning to the left side of the formation. Handoff goes right side to Edwards, trying to push off a tackler before he's taken down inside the 30 at the 27.
Edwards running the ball.
By a couple of Centralia tacklers. A little slow to get up on the Centralia defense is Nick.
Timeout, Centralia.
The timeout will be taken by Centralia, and we'll take one as well with 3:31 left to go. Ball on the 29-yard line, 2nd and 10, upcoming for Macon. We'll step aside here on Glory 97, KPCN at CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills.
Come on already!
Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Macon leading Centralia 35-20. Macon has the football at the Centralia Panthers 27-yard line.
Second and 8
upcoming. Macon looking to burn as much clock off this, much time off this clock as possible to cruise to a victory. Here's Nash Waller in the shotgun. Handoff goes right side to Edwards. He gets past the 24-yard line for 40-yard pickup on the play. Clock continues to wind. Macon may have an opportunity to punch another one in the end zone before it's all said and done. Christian Rickenberg checking back
down
for this Macon offense. Clock winds inside of 3 minutes now. 3rd and 4 from the 23-yard line. Centralia in desperate need of a stop right here. Here's a two-receiver set to the short side of the field for Waller. He's running left, option moving left. He's stalled at the front line of defense by the Centralia defense. And they will take their third and final timeout of the half to stop the clock at 2:44. We'll step aside here on Glory 97, KCCM, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Fourth and six for Macon from their 20, from the 25-yard line of Centralia. Here's Nash Waller in the shotgun. Stepping back to pass. Pass is complete over the middle. It's Garrett Blaze powering past the 14-yard line.
That's
almost to the 10. He'll be
32.
Stopped at the 13-yard line, but there's a flag on the play. Dirty handkerchief at the 21-yard line, near side towards the Macon bench.
Yeah, Blaze was wide open on that screen pass.
Ball on 12.
You maybe have to think they were holding on a legal man downfield.
Do you hear the crowd of the Macon Tigers roaring after that pending first down now? Clock stop at 2:35. We'll see what the discussion is between the officials, what they decide on the call.
There is a flag on the field.
As it stands, Macon would pick up the first down and be at the 14-yard line.
Not really sure what these officials are talking about. It's been taking them a while to figure this out.
And it is will be a pass interference on Macon. So that'll push them
offensive
back.
Pass interference against the Tigers.
Depends on where the spot was, the spot on the foul.
So we'll push Macon back for sure. And they will just get to go fourth down once again.
You wonder if that makes them change their decision to go for it on fourth down. Now probably being past that 10 yards.
But again, Centralia down two scores, 35-20. Macon can afford to give Centralia the ball back. So they'll probably still go for it. They can afford to give Centralia the ball. If they turn the ball over on downs at the Centralia, where are they pushing this back to? All the way back to the 40-yard line. They still have to go 60 yards in 2.5 minutes, but then also score again after that. So certainly Centralia in a hole. And if you're making, you just go for it. You turn over on downs, you do, and you basically dare Centralia to score two times plus a two-point attempt in 2.5 minutes.
Up 15, it would be a tough uphill battle to climb for Centralia, but they're trying to get there. They've got to stop Macon on 4th and 21, but Macon will take a timeout first, and we'll take another one. 2:19 left to go in this ballgame, 35-20. Macon leads Centralia.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Providing fast, accurate service and personal knowledge of your prescriptions to keep you safe is more than a goal. It's what we do at Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia. This is Mike Kincaid. Personal service is a priority at Kincaid Pharmacy. That's why we deliver prescriptions in Centralia, Sturgeon, and Hallsville. We are open at 7 a.m. to make it more convenient for you to pick up your prescriptions or get one filled. For your parents' safety, ask about our new RxSafe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia today. View KincaidPharmacy.com.
Welcome back to Hugh Dunn Field. 4th and 21 for Macon from the 40-yard line. Nash Waller back to punt this one deep to try to pin Centralia Guy Moran muffs the punt initially. He's got a fall on it at the 5. He would have had some room for a decent return, but that pins Centralia inside their own 10-yard line. It was
a Moran recovered the ball.
High, fluttering kick that just kept spinning and spinning and spinning and made it tough for Moran to secure that one. So 2:11 left to go in this ball game. Centralia needing two scores.
First and 10 for Centralia range at their own 5-yard line.
That was a tremendous punt because of that. He pushed Centralia all the way back.
Absolutely. So first and 10 from the 5-yard line. You need to go 95 yards for the first score. Here's the snap. Durant in trouble, and he's sacked inside the 5, close to the goal line. Doesn't look like he's in the end zone, but he's at the 2-yard line.
By the Tigers.
And that was a good move by him to realize he was in the end zone to pass that ball. He moved forward just enough to be tackled at the 1. Avoid a safety, but now he really has to be careful.
Play, ball on the 1-yard line. Second down.
Loss on the play. Clock inside a minute 40. Continues to whine after the sack. Centralia with no timeouts to stop the clock. Second and 14 from their own 1. Here's a snap to Durant. Drops back looking to throw. He's in trouble and he's sacked in the back. That's going to be a safety. For Bacon. Lane Blackford on the sack.
Lane Blackford
in the end zone. That will put Macon up 37-20. They'll get the football back, and this one is just about over, I'd say, Ben.
Yeah, 1:22 remaining, 37-20. I mean, there's nothing else you can really do for Centralia. You got to pass that ball, so you have to force Durant to pass in the end zone. It's a very bad position to be, but the score kind of forces you to make that decision. And it was a great move by that Macon defensive line. They smelled blood in the water in the form of a safety, and they were able to get it.
The last thread of hope that Centralia was holding on to now faded into the abyss here at Hugh Dunn Field. They will have to punt the ball back to Macon. Macon will kneel it a couple of times and call this one a night and take home their share of the clearance.
Rydell, the kick for Centralia.
Conference title. He's already got that final from Monroe City.
Monroe City, took the win against Palmyra. So, at Clarence Cannon Conference, Macon will be a share of the title with this win.
And they get a win on senior night.
Came back, as you mentioned, they scored 35 unanswered points. That was a difficult task, but they were able to do it. The home crowd kept them in it.
Here's the kickoff to Macon, and they will kneel it at the 40-yard line. This Christian Rickenberg.
Yeah, he really wanted to make a move towards the end zone, but he was running towards his own sideline. Coach said, just stop, kneel it. We'll get the ball, and we'll take a knee.
We'll have to take a couple of knees.
Ball on Macon, 45 yards.
First
to Dan Tigers.
Up by 17 are the Macon Tigers.
Don't forget, we'll have head coaches interviews after this. We're going to try to get Pete Class or Jim Newstead to come up if they can. If not, we'll have those interviews on our website, centralmoinfo.com, with a recap of this game as well afterwards.
Nash Wallace takes the first of 2 or 3 kneels. Regional radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Fulton, Funeral Chapel, Shelton Seed, Boyd Harris with Farmers National Company Real Estate Services, Cinema Electric, the Stewart House LLC, all of Centralia. They will let the play clock wind down as close to 1 as they can before they snap it. Now at 2, Waller takes the snap, takes a couple steps back, kneels at the 40. And they'll have to kneel it one more time as the clock is at 30.
Depends on
the
this play clock. And I think they're just going to let it go.
And they will. So the final from Hugh Dunn Field, 37-20. Macon scores 37 points on the Centralia Panthers. They scored 28 unanswered points to surge out to a 28-14 lead. And second half, Macon found their stride offensively. They take home a winner and a share.
And that's the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Macon
in conference title.
Centralia
at Hugh Dunn Field. We will step aside and be back with more from Hugh Dunn Field. This is Mid-Missouri High School football on Glory 97, KTCM, and CentralMoInfo.com.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
Did you hear what's new at the Pear Tree?
Settle down there. Everyone knows what's new. They were called AJ's, now they're called the Pear Tree.
No, it's even bigger than that.
Bigger than a name change?
Pear Tree, Sub Shop, AJ's, Pear Tree again?
Yes, you can now buy gift cards for the Pear Tree online.
Well, that is kind of a big deal.
Go to thepeartreerestaurant.com and choose your dollar amount, make your payment, and they will be mailed to you.
Well, that's a nice way to shop this season. Click, 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 bam, done shopping.
Shop online at the Pear Tree Restaurant.
Success means something different to everyone.
It means buying my first home. It means saving for her college.
It means retiring when we're ready.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller with First State Community Bank. We would love to hear what success means to you, so together we can make it happen.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. After the Macon Centralia football game, Macon takes the win 37-20 here at Hugh Dunn Field in Macon, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you here. And the final week of the regular season comes to an end for both of these teams. Macon comes out the winner. They go to 7-2. On the regular season, Centralia drops to 5-4 on the year. With the win as well, we saw Monroe City get the win against Palmyra, so they stay at one loss in the Clarence Cannon Conference standings. They go to 6-1. Macon as well goes to 6-1. So there is at least a share of the Clarence Cannon Conference title this season. Macon will get one of those shares with the win here tonight. Taking a check of your final stats, as well here on Glory 97. We'll take a look at Centralia first. Again, these are unofficial stats, but we're trying our best to keep the stats up here. John Durant, 93 yards. He was 4-for-6 through the air. He also ran it 16 times for 56 yards and a touchdown. Gus Stidham had 2 carries for 4 yards. Jared Holloman had 3 carries for 16 yards. Nick Wheaton, 6 carries for 63 yards. And receiving-wise, Nick Wheaton had a catch for 8 yards. Gus Stidham had 2 catches for 71 yards. He had 2 long bomb catches towards the end of that game from beautiful passes from John Durant. Unfortunately, it couldn't help Centralia get back in the game, but they were spectacular passes down the sidelines, 2 of them in a row, and Stidham finishes with 2 receptions for 71 yards. Grafton Littrell, 1 reception for 14 yards. On the Macon side, Nash Waller, he threw it 12 times. And he was 8-for-12 for 58 yards. He ran it a couple more for over 30 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns as well. Kevin Edwards, a great night for the senior, 114 yards on 9 carries, and he had a touchdown to go with an over 100-yard football game. Dominic Mitchell, 28 yards on 5 carries. And receiving-wise, Christian Rickenberg, 22 yards on 3 receptions. Kendrick Waddle had 26 yards on 2 receptions. Cruz Lewis had a reception for 6 yards. We'll take a quick break here. We have a couple more insights coming up, and we'll try to talk to some of the head coaches as well. We also have to name our player of the game, which is brought to you by Hawkins Harrison Insurance. For all your insurance, home, auto, and farm, see Hawkins Harrison Insurance of Edina, Shelbina, Macon, Kirksville, Marceline, Lancaster, Memphis, and Cahoga. We'll be back here at Hugh Dunn Field on Glory 97. The final score once again, 37-20, Macon over Centralia.
Keith March Excavating and Trucking, LLC of Macon, was established in 1977 and has grown into become a full-service excavation company. They can handle any job from a small residential basement to a large commercial project. They have the experience in dirt work for your farm, home needs, and commercial projects. Contact Keith at 660-651-1340 or Jane March at 660-651-0288 for inquiries to get the job done right. Keith March Excavating and Trucking are proud supporters of the Macon Tigers football team.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers and Lady Panthers.
When the valuation or future direction of a farm, ranch, or business is in question, a professional appraisal can serve as an important reference tool in the decision-making process. Boyd Harris with Farmers National Company Real Estate Services in Centralia can assist you in your need of an appraisal. Give them a call at 573-682-6500. They have a qualified team of 4 general certified appraisers, and they are the leading provider of agricultural and commercial real estate appraisals. Proudly serving Missouri and Western Illinois.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Macon Atlanta app. This is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We're back here at Hugh Dunn Field. The final score again, Macon over Centralia, 37-20, as Macon head coach Pete Klass makes his way up to the booth right now as we try to get a quick interview with him post-game, hear his final thoughts on this one for the final regular season game of the season. We have, obviously, districts coming up next week. Taking a look at the other scores again, Palmyra had the game against Monroe City. Monroe City took that win against Palmyra, so they get a share of the lead in the Clarence Cannon Conference, along with Centralia, who got the win, Moberly beating Mexico as well. Those were the 3 games on our regional radio airwaves. In those final stats, the scoring was pretty spread out between most of these teams. Centralia scored 14 quick points in the first quarter. They scored with 9:28 to go. It was under 3 minutes before they scored first, 7-0, and Macon was able to come back and score 35 unanswered points. And with that being said, we're now joined by Macon head coach Pete Klass. Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on the postgame. You guys take the 37-20 win. Just your general thoughts on that one. How'd you see your team play?
Well, I was really happy for our seniors to come out here and get a win, you know, on senior night and, you know, for a conference title as well. So very happy for those guys and proud of everything that they've done for us.
Kevin Edwards, 114 yards. I believe that's his 4th game this season. He's had over 110 yards on the ground. Talk about his play.
Oh, he runs so much bigger than he is, and this is the footing out here is not conducive to the kind of back he is, but he adjusts his style and really had a nice game. I was really happy for him tonight.
On the defensive side of the ball, as I was mentioning as you walked in, Centralia scored 14 quick points. What does that say about your defense to be able to you let up 14, but for the rest of the game, you really kept them in check?
Yeah, I thought we really played well after those first two drives. You know, first of all, you got to give credit to Coach Newstead and his staff. They always have curveballs for you, something you haven't seen, something you're not ready for, and certainly they did that to us tonight. And I felt like our kids were a little bit amped up for the game and tried to do a little too much defensively on those first two drives, got themselves out of positions. And a kid like Wheaton, you get out of position, he's going to be gone, and you saw that tonight. So we were able to settle down a little bit and then play more disciplined defense after those first two drives.
Talking with Macon head coach Pete Klass after the 37-20 win over Centralia in that second half, you guys got the ball plenty of times already with the lead. What was the coaching style for you then to try to at least waste some time and run out the clock? How difficult was that?
Yeah, well, it was difficult. We wanted to run the football, obviously, and keep the ball out of their hands, and they're going to make that tough on you, and they did tonight. I thought, you know, both my coordinators, Coach Mundahl on the offensive side and Coach Sonheim on the defensive side, did a great job of making in-game adjustments. They came into the game with great game plans, and I thought our kids executed them.
All right, Coach Pete Klass, thanks so much for joining us here.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and be back with more here on Glory 97.
Today, there are some people who find themselves asking, what good does a funeral do? Certainly, it can do nothing for the person whose life has ended beyond providing the dignity of a proper burial, but a funeral does a great deal for those whose lives go on. For the family, friends, and community, it is a shared moment to realize, reflect, and to reaffirm. Surrounded by others who care, we begin to accept the reality of death. The funeral services Oliver Funeral Home provides will make the most difficult times in your life easier. Oliver Funeral Home, with locations in Centralia and Sturgeon, a name you can trust for generations to come.
Baseball has a pinch hitter. The military, they have a secret weapon. So when it comes to finding unique gifts for hard-to-shop-for people, shouldn't you have some kind of unfair advantage?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Well, now you do.
Let Long Branch Trophies and Awards in Macon be your secret weapon. Debbie will personalize gift items with custom laser engraving. She has great gift ideas for all ages. Visit Long Branch Trophies and Awards in downtown Macon and on Facebook.
Want a tire that lasts up to 85,000 miles without sacrificing all-season performance or fuel efficiency? Then Rick Service and Tire in Bavera is a tire for you. It's Yokohama's Abbott Ascend, the only touring tire in the world with advanced orange oil compound. Developed with their most durable high-performance compound ever, Yokohama has created a tire that eliminates the trade-offs, so you get long tread life, all-season performance, great fuel efficiency, and a quiet ride. Stop by Rick Service and Tire in Bavera and ask to see the Yokohama Abbott Ascend.
There are times when you can wait, and there are times when you need that part repaired now to get back up and running. Herndon Welding and Machine of Centralia is a full-service welding and machine shop. Aluminum, cold-rolled, high-carbon, or stainless steel, Herndon Welding and Machine will repair your equipment and have you up and running as soon as possible. If your part can't be repaired, they will fabricate a new one to get you back in business. Stop by Herndon Welding and Machine, located at Highway 151 in Centralia, Mid-Missouri's full-service welding shop.
Welcome back to Macon, Missouri. High Dunn Field to site for Clarence Cannon Conference Football, Class 3, between the Centralia Panthers, who are visiting the Macon Tigers here at Hugh Dunn Field. Final score, 37-20. You guys just heard from head coach of the Macon Tigers in Pete Klass. We will be joined by Jim Newstead in just a few moments. Again, Centralia dropping to 5-4 on the year and 4-3 in the Clarence Cannon Conference, and Macon will improve to 7-2 overall, 4-1 in the Clarence Cannon Conference, awaiting their district matchup next weekend. And we are now joined by the head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Jim Newstead. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Tough loss this evening, but we know that you guys came out to a fast start, 14-0 in the first quarter. You know, it didn't take too much time off the clock. What do you think was working early for your team?
Well, we knew we could come out early and hit them with some jets. We did that. Nick Wheaton scored twice on jet, and we had them kind of on the heels a little bit. We spread them out and ran the ball, and I know they were expecting jet, but I don't know if they estimated that Nick Wheaton was as fast as he was. And then we knew we could get the quarterback involved in the game once they cover a jet. when we got the quarterback involved in the running game and then came out the second half and they kind of shut the quarterback down. I don't know if it's so much to do with X and O wise, but the linebackers were a little bit harder and became a little bit harder to block. Defensively, we were on the field for a long time, and that takes a lot out of you. That second half, I think we were on the field most of the time on defense. And they were long drives, and we had the big boys up front, and it kind of wore us down a little bit. And that showed on offense a little bit, too. But, I mean, they're a great team. That quarterback, Waller, is a heck of a kid. And the running back, Hicks is fast. But Edwards had a good game, too. Both those guys are tremendous athletes, and they did some things where we had to cover Jet and then come back and cover the quarterback and then cover the screens. The Harrison's lots of screens. They're a good screen team. We know that. We worked that. We were just on the field too long on defense. Offensively, we had a hard time getting going. We were on the field so long. And then that pick six we had there in the fourth quarter kind of killed our first pass drive. And then we came back and scored again. And I thought maybe we had a chance to score again, but they got that first down on us. So, man, hats off to my seniors. They've been playing hard all year. They're tough kids. They're not very big kids. They're tough kids. They're working hard. And I put it on them. I told the seniors, we got districts coming up. We got to flush this game off. We're in the districts. It's a brand new season. We're probably going to get Mexico or one field or Southern Blue, something like that. We're probably going to get a rematch against Mexico, so they have a chance to redeem themselves there.
Now, in your last couple of games, your offense has scored more than 40 points in the last three matchups that you've had. You only scored 20 points tonight. Are you concerned with your offense at all going into districts?
Well, no, I'm really more concerned with kids' attitude that we bounce back from this and get ready for districts, because I think we can do some damage in districts and have a good season there. So I told them before, when we left the field, I said, no one's going to remember this loss. They remember how you reacted to this loss. So we need to come back and get ready for districts and have a good week of practice.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to you guys in districts, and best of luck to you guys throughout the rest of the playoffs.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Jim Newstead, head coach of the Centralia Panthers. After their 37-20 loss to the Macon Tigers, Macon has now won the rivalry 3 years in a row. And that will do it for us from Hugh Dunfield. Final score, 37-20. Macon defeats the Centralia Panthers. For Camp Thomas and Ben Wittenstein, we say so long from Hugh Dunfield.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
Tigers! Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Did you know more people choose State Farm Insurance over any other insurance provider? That's because when you need coverage for life's expected and unexpected events, your State Farm agent is there for you. And Keith Morrissey is your State Farm agent in Macon. From homeowners, renters, auto, property, business, life, and health insurance, Keith can get you covered. Call Keith at 660-385-6461 today. Or stop by his office at 510 North Missouri Street, Suite A in Macon for a quote. And remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thanks for joining us for this presentation of high school football on Glory 97.3. Remember, your high school football fix doesn't have to end now. Just tune in to Crest 104.7 FM for the award-winning End Zone program. We'll have interviews with area head coaches and all of the scores from around North Missouri. Thanks again for listening. We hope to see you next time for more high school football on Glory 97.3.